Ephra. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission. This is our PM edition on the evening here in Biafra land on this very day, the 30th day of March in the year of our Lord 2015. The time now is exactly 5 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. Both here and in London, and also 5 minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are. It doesn't matter what you are doing. It is irrespective of where you are. Be you man, woman, child, old, young. If you have come through to us via CHK 97.6 Biafra FM, if you have come to us via 88.0, if you are in Igwacha, Port Harcourt to be precise, if you are listening via satellite, if you are listening via any of our listening posts online, be it www.radiobiafra.co, www.ipob.org. I mean, if you're listening via rblworld.tv, if you are listening via indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, if you are listening via tunein.com, if you are listening via radioforest.net, all of you are listening simultaneously at the same time to this same broadcast coming from Biafra land. Therefore, I will say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Because for us here, it is evening. For some people, it is near nighttime. Those of you across the far eastern part of the world, in Indonesia, those of you in Malaysia, the ones in Thailand, the ones in China, those of you in the Philippines, the ones in Japan, those of you in Cambodia, the ones in Vietnam, the ones in Macau, the ones in Hong Kong, the ones even in Australia, even in New Zealand. We have a Biafran family in New Zealand, and our dear brother Kelechi is doing exceptionally well, supporting this very effort in every way that he can. We even have representation in New Zealand, of all places. Therefore, we welcome you. Therefore, we ask you to tell those of them around you. When you're calling people to listen to Radio Biafra this very evening from here in Biafra land, remind them today that banks closed across Biafra land at 1 p.m. because people were afraid. People were afraid of the results that is to come. I warned Jonathan, I told Jonathan what was going to happen, both publicly and privately, but he did not listen. And he is about to discover things the very hard way. United States of America, John Kerry, the Islamic Brotherhood in the U.S., and the Islamic slaves in the United Kingdom are ganging up right now to hand over the zoo to Buhari. I warned Jonathan. United States of America, through John Kerry, in other words, the representatives of Barack Obama, the Muslim, and the people that serve Islam in Britain, they have now ganged up to give the presidency of the Zoological Republic to Buhari. They have made some very distressingly strange comments. Very, very strange. What bothers me is that USA is meant to be a Christian country. What actually angers me is that Britain said they brought you King James version of the Bible. The Pharisee. Idol worshippers they are. Today they are ganging up as they ganged up between 67 and 70 to deliver the children of heaven to the clutches of Satan and Quran. They issued a joint statement. My stomach was turning when I read this statement. The anger and rage I felt inside me was uncontrollable. I cannot control it. When I say black people are monkeys, some of you moan and complain and talk like idiots that you are. If you hear this joint statement by Kerry and the UK foreign minister, you will weep. You will know that black people are useless to the point whereby they are not regarded as anything unless you go into killing and mayhem. Unless you pick up bombs like the Muslims and begin to bomb everybody, will they respect you? If you play it very, very quiet and be diplomatic with them, they will never, ever, ever listen to you. They issued a joint statement. Do you know what they said? Exactly what I told you before. That the elections were free and fair. Do you know what they said? Nobody should tamper with INEC. They saw that little children were voting. 7 years old, 8 years, nine. The whole world saw it. They saw it. And they're telling us that the election was free. White people, these days, they may not, John Kerry may not call people monkeys, but at least I'm being very honest. What they are saying to you, I can't begin to put it into words. There is something condescendingly insulting about this whole charade. And on this, Chukwa Biama, in this UG, black people from Africa, your ignorance is driving me insane. It's killing me. God knows your ignorance is driving me mad. Is John Kerry and the British government telling us they did not see what happened? Are they telling us that they did not know that Biafrans boycotted the elections? Are they not aware that people did not vote in Biafra land, that people did not vote in most places where the ballot box didn't come? There was no voting in Bauchi, no voting in Yobe. There was none in Borno. Are they telling us that we black Africans are that hopeless and idiotic that we can't reason? But anyway, some of you knelt down before the picture of a white man yesterday, and your gods have spoken, the white people. Do you know what they said? That Buhari has won. that INEC, everybody should respect INEC. Because I was in Iguacha today. And the boys have gone to the creek and are going to fight. There was shooting around Umuokoro today. Heavy, heavy fighting going on. Heavy one. I'm telling you, every Port Harcourt that is always clogged up with traffic everywhere, today was empty. Empty. There was nothing on. Nobody was coming. Banks shut down today. Workers went home. Some didn't even come to work. The only country in the world where something that is an election that is a thing of joy and expectation and rebirth and renewal and hope is a time for trepidation. People, we are cowering. Oh, please, let this thing that happened before happen again. If those militants come out, oh my goodness, what is going to happen to us? In the north, they are begging, let Buhari win, please. If Buhari doesn't win, if Boko Haram comes out of Sambisa, what's going to happen to us? John Kerry can see that the zoo is not won. The British that created this monstrosity, they can see that this nonsensical contraption cannot hold. But somehow, man, in this COG, what do we know? After all, they took us as slaves. What do Kenyaima? We worked for them for 250 years for free. What do we know? What do we know, I ask? This COG, people without shame. Thugs, Omoaburo. What do you know? They are insulting you. Because when they came and told you to change your name from Onyemachi to Henry, you said yes. You think that by changing your name from Onyemachi to Henry, answering a white man's name, that they will love you. You today, they have handed you over once again to Quran, as I told you they will. It's here, and I'll read it out for you in a short while. I told Jonathan that Buhari will win. If you attempt to rig the election, you will not come back from Abuja alive. The best thing for you to do is to hand over to Buhari and just come back home as the disgrace you've always been. That is why I say that Jonathan is imbecilic. He does not think like a statesman. I told him, make this announcement yesterday. If you had made an announcement yesterday, John Kerry and the British cannot. There is no way they can come out to issue what is effectively an endorsement of Buhari. And as we speak, Buhari has landed in Abuja to take over from Jonathan, for your information. Because if they don't declare Buhari the winner, every Igbo person in Ugwawasa will be dead. I'm telling you that they will slaughter everything. Just bear that in mind. Just bear that in mind. Things are happening because Buhari is leading in almost all the states in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. And I know that Chukwu Abiam is watching. You asked us to come and we have come. Once again, we, your children, are here gathered to listen to your gospel, to listen to this message of redemption, of truth, a message of unambiguity and clarity, a message that will restore hope, a message of confidence, a message of trust, a message of truthfulness, a message of on one march and no retreat, a message, Chukwu Abiam, that will usher in your kingdom from heaven upon this very earth, that your will may indeed be done as it is in heaven. As always, we have no other God apart from you. We don't kneel before a picture of a white man. We don't worship any idol made of wood. We don't bow down under any name apart from yours, because you are Chukwu Abiam, as you commanded us to. In Exodus, all people. You see, Riabuo, Malitena Mokun Kembo, Exodus chapter 20, beginning to read from verse 1. You will have no other God before me, so says the Lord of hosts. And we are here to obey that commandment. We don't worship any other God apart from you. And we ask you to have mercy upon our wretched, ignorance-strewn lives. Please have mercy upon us. We are useless. We are foolish. Chukwabiyama. Iberi banyi, banyangwam na chineke. My goodness me. But you created us for a purpose, that purpose we have come to fulfill. You will not abandon your children at this critical time. The enemies are circling those against the coming of your kingdom. They have come once again to blight our lives and bring darkness upon your own children of light. Chukwuabiam, you will not allow that to happen. You will not allow shame to befall your children. You won't allow that to happen. 67 to 70, we never prayed in the open. Now we do so. Because you are God and the whole world is listening. We have no other person than you, O heaven. Chukwuabiam. We kneel before you. We adore your holiness. We revere your magnificence. Chukwuabiam. We kneel in adoration of your throne in heaven. And we ask you to please look upon us with kindness. Look upon us with mercy. Nobody fights for us except you, O Lord God in heaven. Your children once again are surrounded by enemies from the north, from the west, from the east. The only escape we have is the Atlantic Ocean. But the same way you rescued our forefathers from the clutches of Islam over 300 years ago, the same way you have shielded us from every disastrous iniquity, Chukwuabiam, once again we call upon your holy name to come and fulfill your words, because we are now ready to fulfill ours. Biafra, we will offer up to you as sacrifice, that your name may be praised now and forever. He said, if I'm a bit disappointed this evening, you need to forgive me. I have always regarded Caucasian race as people who are honest, upright, straightforward. But the more I think about Biafra, the more I think about what happened to the Jews of Israel. There was a particular time in 1946, 1947, 1948, when it felt as if the state of Israel will not rise from the ashes, but lo and behold, the angels of heaven came down, and today Israel is standing. Chukwuabiam, the same way you made it possible for Israel to be returned to its former glory, we ask you, please. Too many of us are sinful, we know that very well. Some of us don't even know you nor worship you in truth and honesty. We understand that, Chukwuabiam. But do this miracle for us and you will see what will happen. Remember your words to our ancestors. Remember your promise to them. Remember what you told us. If we turn back and face you, our inheritance will be restored. We are now facing you. The Lord of hosts, we are facing you. Please restore our inheritance. Redeem us, Heavenly Father. Save us from the hands of our enemies. They have come to devour us. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, all over this very planet, the commander of all her forces, and in the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of heaven, Chukwuabiam to be precise, I will remain your faithful servant from now until the end of time. Chukwuabiam asked us to come. Chukwuabiam himself determined that I should come. And he has been able to cover us with the cloak of incorruptibility. People who do not know corruption. Our eyes will never see corruption. Neither will our hearts condone it. We are whiter than white itself and whiter than snow. That is why anything we tell you we do, anything that comes out of our mouth comes to fruition. Because here we preach the gospel of restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. Anything we say comes to pass. I told Jonathan, you will lose. Because of the corruption, duplicitousness of Yoruba people, because of the oil contract renewal. Oil that doesn't belong to them. If Chukwu Abiama wanted to give oil to Hausa people, he would have placed oil in Jigawa. There's none. Because of what is in our land. I don't blame Hausa people. South, can you see the problem now? We told you before. Can you see what Ojukwu was telling you before? Niger Delta, do you understand now what Ojukwu was fighting for before? Do you now understand it? Because you people don't listen. You don't hear. You don't listen. Your predisposition is towards gossip and innuendo. Yoruba gossip. Hausa gossip. They told you that you're not one. South and Southeast, and you believe them. Today, you can see the consequences. Children as young as 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, we are seen voting. White man, Oyibo, ignored all of that and said election was free and fair. Welcome to the politics of Africa. And why are they saying that? Is because that same Britain created you. Nigeria that you're answering today, that white man saying this rubbish created you. I don't know what to say, to be honest. Ike Agwurum, I'm tired, honestly speaking. Very, very tired. You know, there comes a time and you say to Chukwu Abiama, but this pain is too much. This level of suffering is too much. I don't think some of you understand the amount of energy we dissipate every blessed day having to present this program. I don't think you understand. I ask you to try and do it. And you see how hard it is, both physically and mentally. That is why I asked Chukwu Abiama, but why me? Why have you sent us to come? This job is difficult. Very, very difficult, I'm telling you. My goodness me. And Oyibo is not making it any easier. But I know we are going to prevail. We are not giving up. Mentally, we are prepared for this very battle. We can't afford to give up. But when you see people that pride themselves on speaking the truth begin to lie blatantly, then you have need and reason to worry. That is what concerns me above anything else. Because we are interactive this evening, because we are going to be here to do justice to this injustice that has been done to our people, we must go interactive because we are live and direct to all humanity. People are listening, north, south, east, and west. It doesn't matter the time zone you're in. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. I said everybody does, including John Kerry and British Foreign Secretary. I wish they can call us this evening. John Kerry, if you like, you can call Radio Biafra so we can ask you questions. These are the people, white men, told black journalists in the zoo. White people told them in the zoo, don't you ever mention Biafra, they told them. These are black people. White people are telling them, if you want this zoo to be won in this election, never you write about Biafra on anything. Don't even mention it. And they held a meeting. And they decided, we will not mention Biafra. And you're telling me you're human beings. That is why I call you monkeys and baboons. Anything the white man tells you is what you're going to do. Because you're a natural born slave. Ms. Yogi, natural born slaves. Natural born slaves. In my next life, I won't meet you people. I got my man, do know. God knows. I won't come here very closely. You people are a disgrace to humanity. A white man is telling you, don't write about Biafra. Because if you do, this place will explode. And they agreed. Nigerian journalists. Ask them. Ask any editor you know. Ask them, did you people receive a memo asking you not to talk about Biafra or not? Yes or no? Ask them now. You have friends. Go and ask them. Because they know we are serious. They know that Ifeajuna and his group, they know they're not serious. So if they say, oh, we are going to Hong Kong to do child dedication or Biafran child, they say, they write about it. Oh, do you know that they're going, Ifeajuna is going to child dedication today? They know we are serious. That is why they will not write about what we are doing. We said there will not be any election in the Southeast. In Biafra land as a whole, because even in Rivers there was no election. Ask them, they will tell you, was there any election in Cross River State? The answer is no. No elections here. But they're announcing to the whole world that everything went smooth. In fact, we congratulate the monkeys and the baboons for their patience. DCOG. Now, do you see the reason why? You know, sometimes abroad, be it in America or in London, you see some black people. They don't want to talk to anybody. You come to work, maybe they could be in very high senior management, like directorate level, you know, they see you coming from you meet them and they just ignore you and walk past. And you're thinking, oh, who does he think he is? Why is he not talking to us? Because you don't know the type of rage. Everybody is disgusted with the behavior of our people. We are cowards. Black people are intellectually cowardly, I would say. Intellectual cowards. A white man from America and Britain is telling you election is free and fair, whereas in your village, four people were shot dead. Boko Haram came and beheaded 28. There were no elections. A white man is telling you, oh, you had elections, you know. They voted how you agreed. Are you a human being? Oh, come on, okay. Are you a human being? I'm asking you. Like the idiots following Ifajuna. Jonathan has lost. At least Niger Delta militants will fight. But how about Ifajuna? He can't do anything. He will wait for 6-7 months. The heat will cool down. He will come out again and launch. What's he going to launch this time around? Face cap. Biafran face cap, if you wear it, you will see clearly. You don't need glasses anymore. Biafran face cap or Biafran t-shirt will be launched. People without shame. I warned Jonathan. He didn't listen. I told Jonathan yesterday, this is what you're supposed to do, to preempt this very thing. And as soon as Jonathan left to go back to Abuja, John Kerry and his British, they announced it immediately. Hey, nobody should tamper with INEC. All this while, they've not said it. As soon as Jonathan's plane landed in Abuja, immediately they announced it. Nobody should touch INEC. And then the president-elect Buhari then flew from Katsina to land in Abuja as well. To accept defeat. Or to accept victory, I should say, from Jonathan. Because Jonathan is the one who is vanquished. Niger Delta, South, I told you so. Without Biafra, we are all slaves here. To Hausa Fulani, to Yoruba. Forget it, they say we are one Nigeria. Nigeria is because of oil. I'm telling you, nothing. They don't love you. They allowed Jonathan in 2011 so that Jonathan can finish quickly. They will renew your oil contract. That's all. Not because they love you. They did the same thing with Gowon today. Fulani herdsmen are slaughtering TV people every day. Every blessed day. They don't love Gowon. They are killing his people every blessed day. The same thing will happen to you. Unless we come together and fight for our freedom. Or else we are all slaves. Anything you like, you do. But at least I'm very happy that some of them we are saying that they want to see this zoo divided. I interviewed them today in Port Harcourt. And that was what they were saying. That they want the zoo divided. They were saying it openly. It will be better for us if we divide this country. I said, why are you running? Why are all you workers running? Why can't you go to work? Today is Monday. Why are you not? It's because of election. Have you seen such rubbish before? Everywhere was deserted. People are dying, fighting on the street. And the white man is telling you the election was free and fair. I don't know if we can reason at all. I doubt it sometimes. Our lines will open later. And when it does open, we will take your calls, of course. We promise to do that. The lines are 081-738-13596. 081-738-13596. We have another number as well. 090-215-07326. 090-215-07326. We have our inquiry line. Through this line, you can make inquiries regarding how you can support what we are doing. If you're a journalist, you can also volunteer yourself. If you're a soldier, you can also come forward as long as you are genuine. That is 090-907-76589. 090-907-76589. We are live and we are direct. We are also on Skype. We are on Skype. So are we also on WhatsApp. The number for both are... No, Skype is not a number. It's just a name. Radio Biafra, please. But for Viber and for Skype, it is +44783130836. I repeat, on WhatsApp, please, and also on Viber, 0044 or 00944, depending on where you are. 78313038376. Our universal number, which is +44208133976, is also there, if network can permit us, please. We will now go on to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. The time now is exactly 27 minutes to 9 p.m., both here and also in London. And irrespective of where you are, it is the same number of minutes to the top of the hour, please. United States of America and Britain have released a joint press statement supporting INEC of Jega, the Hausa man who in turn rigged the election to favor Buhari, his brother. In other words, they are about to announce Buhari as the winner. You must be very, very careful. If for any reason they don't, then the people you have left in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, those of you in Kano, I'm not sure you'll be coming back here because you'll be dead. I'm just warning you. I warned Jonathan, he didn't listen. Now he's basically a lame duck. US and Britain released joint press statement. These are the colonial masters, those that decide if you live or die, those that decide when you suffer from Ebola or not. These are the people that can give you HIV AIDS if they want to do so. They can give you whooping cough if they want to. They can give you cholera, anything they want. Your life is in their hands. They can kill you off anytime, any day, any place. And why is it so? Because we cannot reason like human beings. We are more like monkeys and baboons. Lambs to the slaughter. Laboratory animals only fit for human experimentation. This Yoji, some of you cannot reason, I tell you the truth. The white, wise people have spoken. Those, some of you regard as your gods, they have spoken. And I'm sure you will obey them. The Transition Monitoring Group, TMG, claims 10 cases of ballot box snatching. And they said election was free and fair. Little children voting. Listen, please, we are in our Tweet Tuesday for those of you in the far eastern part of the world. Believe you me, if you have never tweeted before, you are going to tweet, beginning from Japan. I don't want the Twitter handle to be anything other than, or the message to be anything. Every picture of somebody that was killed, every ballot box story, ballot box snatching story, where INEC officials were killed, where youth corps, youth service boys and girls were killed, I want us to tweet pictures of all the mayhem you have in this zoological republic. We want to let the whole world know that we didn't have any elections here. You see, amongst white people, there are those of them that have conscience. We want to appeal to them. They are mostly in the media. Forget CNN and BBC, they are thieves. You have the New York Times, you have Washington Post, you have the Guardian in the UK, you have the Telegraph in the UK as well, you have the Independent newspaper. You have foreign media, print media. Leave CNN and BBC. Now, they are thieves. We hit them. Radio Biafra London admin, we need the contact details and the messages to be tweeted. We want it on Radio Biafra London now, please, not tomorrow. Every bad news about the election, we want to keep tweeting it. Every bad news for the world to know. I want you to keep tweeting until there is nothing else to tweet about. If you don't do this, if you don't tweet, the world will think that the election was free and fair. If you don't say you are somewhere, nobody will go to you there. They have already had their meeting, decided that nobody should mention Biafra. Therefore, we are going to mention Biafra to them. We will mention Biafra to them. It is our duty and responsibility to do so. Therefore, all hands must be on deck. If you have never tweeted before, open a Twitter account, please. I said open one now. I don't mind if you stop listening to open a Twitter account. We are going to flood the whole world with our message of truth and honesty and consistency. Very, very important, please. Extremely critical. Very, very important. We want to let John Kerry know. I want to ask John Kerry, did you come to Ihiala? John Kerry, U.S. Secretary. Did you come to Ihiala? Did we see any white observer in Ihiala? Did we see any white observer in Aba to see that people did not vote? Did you send an observer to Enugu? Where people were scared away because of the bomb blast all over the place. Did you attend any place in Onitsha? Where did you go to? I ask. Kedebu Nugara. White observers. Anyway, they created the zoo. They are your creators. Without a white man, there will be no Nigeria. So anything they tell you, you have to do it. Without Onyocha, there will be no Nigeria. Are you aware of that? Without the white man, there will be no Nigeria. Are you aware of that? People without shame. They said they are monitoring our phone. They are monitoring our Facebook. They are monitoring everything. They are on our trail. And so bloody what? Do you think we don't know that? Do you think we don't know that already? Of course we do. We are not daft. We may be black African people. We are not as daft as they are. Because we know what we are doing. We are Biafrans, mind you. And we are in the 21st century. Please, for goodness sake. And one thing with this generation is that we are not afraid to die for what we believe in. That is the difference between now and before now. That is something you must know, that we have come prepared. Heaven knows we are prepared. Simple arguments we used to win are the minds of our people. Don't go to vote and they didn't vote. What for? They have rigged the election long time ago, determined that Buhari should win. That was why Jega did not resign. Some of you cannot read Unumakrihanako. When Buhari traveled to London, I knew that the end was in sight for Jonathan. He saw Gordon Brown. He saw Tony Blair. Maybe he secretly saw Queen Elizabeth. That was the end of the story. End of it. Because Quran is now leading everywhere. They are banking on the fact that with Buhari they can contain Boko Haram. That better the devil you know. Buhari is the chief censor of Boko Haram. Therefore, with Buhari in power, maybe Boko Haram can stop. 10 ballot boxes snatched. Yet the elections was free and fair. How foolish can people be? Even Okorocha, Charles Okorocha is demanding cancellation of election in 6 local government areas. People didn't vote, even in Imo State. Because of that, they are calling for cancellation of election results in 6 local government areas of Imo. Yet a white man, Onyocha, hey, election was free and fair. If you don't tell them this story, how will they know? Please, these are government officials who are prone to corruption. Is in their nature. Politicians are the same all over the world. Only that in the zoo, their level of criminality you cannot fathom it. We tweet newspapers, please, and media houses. Don't tweet BBC and CNN. They are corrupt. We want you to tweet newspapers, Associated Press, Associated French Press. We wanted to tweet Canal Clues. That's the French TV. Tweet Russia 24. Go to other places. Avoid CNN and BBC. How would know they're criminals? They are the ones behind this issue of not mentioning. They thought we wouldn't know. Nobody would tell us. As soon as the journalists finished them, they called us immediately and told us what they discussed in Lagos. Nobody should mention Biafra. So that the world will not know that we boycotted the elections because they want to give the world the impression, oh, there is peace and harmony in the zoo, so they can keep lifting oil that they're not paying for. Don't you know that? Do you not know that? Rivers Commissioner for Police says police are not compromised because Amechi is lamenting everybody wants elections cancelled. Oyibo is telling you the election went very well. Use our tweet Tuesday, which for those of you in Australia, you are in your Tuesday. Those of you in the Far East, you this is start tweeting. I said every admin on Facebook, I need tweet messages regarding the fraudulent election that they held. Target foreign newspapers. Please, Los Angeles Times, the Boston Globe, I think it's called, the Washington Post, New York Times, please. Very, very critical. You target the Times of London. You also target the Guardian, also printed in London, and also the Telegraph in London, the Independent also in London. These are the areas to go to. Forgetting the Ocean and the BBC, and say, don't even bother going close. They are the ones behind this jihad that you're seeing all over the world. They never castigate Muslims when they kill, but they are quick to castigate Israel all the time. Rivers Commissioner for Police says police are not compromised because, as I said, we were in Port Harcourt today. There was fighting at Umuokoro. Ask anybody there, they will tell you. The election was free. Which election is free and fair? Why is it then, John Kerry, that people did not go to work today? Why do you think people did not go to work, I ask you? John Kerry of America. The Islamic supporter. The man is an Islamist, John Kerry. Doing the bidding of his master, Obama, who is a Muslim fanatic. Pretending to be a Christian. Workers in Federal Capital Territory, shun offices, await presidential poll result. Everywhere people didn't go to work. In which country have you seen that before? After voting, you don't go. There were unofficial strike everywhere. Nobody wants to go to work. Which country? The country is divided already. Which country can you see such nonsense before in your whole life? After election, that people should be going to work with anticipation, and then nobody's going to work. We are waiting for election results before they kill us. External reserves hit new low below 4 months import. Of course, there is no money in the zoo. The thieves and the rogues have frittered away every penny because they know, some of them know they're going to lose. Some are preparing their private jets to run away. And others will be killed here, of course. The zoo is boiling. Do you know the amount of guns here? Do you know the amount of political thugs and guns you have here? You cannot begin to imagine. The zoo is finishing this year. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. We are live this very evening. The time now is 8:45 PM in the evening. Buhari sweeps Sokoto, as they said. Buhari, of course, we know South is South. South is Jonathan. Nobody's contesting that. Buhari sweeps Sokoto. And also in Niger State, Awosa newspapers are reporting that, in fact, that's what they will say, that their man, Buhari, is leading. Also in Niger State. Also, a family in Malawi are demanding £100 million reparations from the UK. £100 million. Lagos civil servants vacate office over protest rumor. Everywhere people are running from work. Nobody wants to stay at work anymore. Lagos REC admits the resident electoral commissioner in Lagos, John Kerry, American Secretary of State. Are you listening? John Kerry. John Kerry, are you listening? You and your Islamic president, Obama. Are you listening? You want to install Buhari as the president of the zoo. I don't know what deal people have with Islam. Obama especially. And now John Kerry. I don't know what deal you have with Islam and the workers of iniquity. The children of darkness. I don't know what deals you have with them. But I can tell you today that if you travel to Lagos, Mr. John Kerry, you can send your ambassadors. They will tell you that the resident electoral commissioner in Lagos is admitting serious, heavy problems with voting. You are dealing with baboons and monkeys. They don't understand the meaning of election or has meant to be conducted. And you're jumping up and down claiming it was free and fair. How can fight between animals be free and fair? Have you seen two animals before fighting and it's free and fair? Have you seen two vagabonds before fighting and it's free and fair? It is savagery at its worst. Savagery. Pure, unreconstructed, unrefined savagery. That's what we have. And that is something you must also know. And some people came as well and said, oh, breaking news. There is no evidence of manipulation in Nigeria. That is why we must tweet. Every day, you know, they've bribed them, oil block. You know, Buhari is dishing. His license is coming up. They will ask John Kerry, tell your friends at Halliburton, if they want their oil to be renewed next year, they better support Awusa Fulani, APC, Boko Haram, Islam. And that's what they're doing. Some observers came, oh, no problem, no evidence of manipulation. So when a four-year-old child is voting, what is it called in English, please? 4 years voting, what is it called? I want the world to tell me, please. Just enlighten me, because I don't know. When they say I insult black people, I insult you because you are foolish. You went to school. Some of you have PhDs. You saw somebody 4 years voting, 7 years voting, 8, 9, 10, when the minimum age is 18. Is that not manipulation in English language? What then is manipulation? I said, I want those Twitter, oh my goodness me, I want the tweet message. We have to keep tweeting until our phones are shut down. We must tweet. That is all we have, so that the world will know that we did not vote in Biafra land and there was widespread violence. We need to send to the whole world the evidence that we have that there was violence. Anybody telling you the election was free and fair is talking rubbish. And there is a way that white people behave. If you hold on to the truth, keep holding on to it, eventually they capitulate. Remember Stephen Lawrence in England, in London, a young, vibrant architect student or student of architecture killed by a white supremacist in a place called Feltham. The mother and father had to fight for very many years to get those responsible to trial. It took them years of doggedness and determination. And they succeeded. Don't because John Kerry have spoken, you give up. No, never. Keep bombarding them with the truth. Ezioku. Ezioku. Keep bombarding them with the truth. Keep bombarding them with the truth. We overwhelm them and they capitulate. John Kerry is lying. If Obama can allow John Kerry to come out to lie, it means Obama himself is a liar. John Kerry is lying, Obama. By extension, you too, you're a liar because you want an Islamic brother of yours to be at House of Rock. There is no evidence of manipulation. Where are you? Which planet are you living in? Do you, because we are monkeys and baboons that some of them cannot think? There are, you know, I don't know if any of you read Animal Farm. I love the book very much. That was when I hated communism. I cannot stand communism. Do you know why? They said all animals are equal, but some are more equal. I think this may be the time to apply it in our own context. Not every baboon and monkey doesn't have brains. Some actually do. Some of them do. Elections here did not hold. You had rigging, intimidation, violence, and abstention. There was no election in the zoo. The sooner you realize it, all those card reader failures, did you not hear about it? John Kerry, are you deaf? Or your ambassador is deaf? You don't hear anymore. So you did not see, Jonathan, that the card reader did not work? Did you not see it? Don't you know that INEC database was hacked into? And results fed into it? What is wrong? You think we are all foolish because we are black people? Because you have blacks in America who are useless? You think every black person is useless? You must be dreaming. You must be dreaming. Yeah, we are no elections here. Biafrans, you must remind the whole world, we had no elections here. If you don't know how to tweet, go and create. It's like opening a Facebook account or whatever, Instagram or rubbish that it is. Go and open a Twitter account and send messages. If you want to know what to send, go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook. You see it there. Radio Biafra London on Facebook. Go there, you will see the messages. And you tweet. And you keep tweeting. That is how you get things done. just don't sit in one place and do nothing and expect manna to fall from heaven. You have to work for it. Biafra can come to you, you go to Biafra. By working very hard, now you can start. I'm not asking you to go to war. All you need to do is to tweet. Let the whole world know. Can you tell me that we had no elections here? No elections whatsoever here. You must tweet. If you are honest to yourself, all of you sending us messages on Skype, all of you texting and on WhatsApp, even text messages. Go and create a Twitter account. Start tweeting all those newspapers I mentioned. Tweet all of them. Tell them this is evidence 1, evidence 2, evidence 3. At the end, you ask them, how can you say the election was free and fair considering all the above facts? End of story. You close your case. That is how you win. Not by folding your hands and doing, oh, nah, I'm not going to help you. Oh, did you hear what they said there? Ha, nah, man. Did you hear what they said? Do something and stop being lazy. Go and tweet. Stop being lazy and tweet. After all, you spend time every day online talking absolute piffle and rubbish. Spend your time doing something proper. Go and tweet, for goodness sake, if you haven't done so. We will tweet from now till tomorrow evening, nonstop. If they close your Twitter account, you open another one and keep tweeting. You can open 50 and keep tweeting. That is something you must know. Something you must know. No evidence of manipulation, they said, in Ndiyoshin and Diama. They are liars and they are cheats. Lagos offices we have vacated, as you know. And also the Iranian deal, you know, Obama is trying to give nuclear weapon to Iran, which they can use one day to wipe off Israel. That is what Obama is doing, to try and arm a fanatic Muslim country that one day can decide to wipe out Israel. Obama is giving his own gift back to Islam by giving Iran nuclear weapon. And now, the news in greater detail. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Here we speak the truth. You may not like it. We don't give a damn. I don't give a toss. If you like the truth or not. If what I'm saying is a lie, you pick up the phone, you tell us you lied. But as long as you cannot tell us that we are lying, then you have to live with the truth. And that truth is what will set you free. Including Ifajun of our time. Was really kind of mean. We continue the news in greater detail. This is a joint statement by the United States Secretary of State John Kerry and the United Kingdom British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond on March the 30th, that is today. And it reads, both of them are talking. Our governments welcome the largely peaceful vote on March 28th. The Nigerian people have shown a commendable determination to register their vote and choose their leaders. So far, we have seen no evidence of systematic manipulation of the process, but there are disturbing indications that the collation process, where the votes are finally counted, may be subject to deliberate political interference. They are talking about Jonathan. This will contravene the letter of the spirit of the Abuja Accord, to which both major parties committed themselves. The governments of the United States and the United Kingdom will be very concerned by any attempt to undermine the independence of the Electoral Commission or its chairman, Professor Jega, or in any way distort the expressed will of the Nigerian people. They even mentioned Jega by name, telling Jega to go on and announce Buhari. Those of you who can read between the lines, if you're intelligent enough, you will know that. Listen very carefully to this news. They don't want the collation and the final announcement to be subject to any manipulation. Who has the power to influence INEC? Only Jonathan, because he's the incumbent. Is that very clear to you now? Buhari hasn't got access to INEC because he's not in office. He's not the incumbent. John Kerry of America did not tell us that Buhari is not actually qualified to run. He has no certificate. Nobody can come. Oh, this OG, black, and this OG, black people. Black, and this OG, black. or teach you the darkness. Darkness. But Chukwuabiam has sent us to bring light. And that is what we are here to do. This job is difficult. It is very, very hard to do. But we will do it. I don't know if you follow what I'm telling, trying to explain to you. Basically, they are telling Jonathan, hands off. Only Jonathan has the power to influence INEC. They are telling him, don't even touch Jega. Jega is there. The white man doesn't know that Jega should have gone on compulsory leave before this very date. They know that Buhari is not qualified. They saw that little children were voting. They saw all the violence, people being shot dead all over the place in Rivers. INEC offices being set ablaze. They still went ahead to say that the election was free and fair. They know that Biafran's boycotted elections. Yet they are saying it was free and fair. What is not fair is your comment, John Kerry and Philip Hammond, the UK Foreign Secretary. Very sad indeed. But of course, you created us. You made us who we are. The British people are the God we are seeing today because they are your creator. They called you Nigerians and you're answering. Today they are coming back to call you Nigerians again to obey them. Make sure you fall in line under Buhari and they are your masters and you have to obey them. That is why you're a monkey and a baboon. It's only a dog. If you go to the market now, you buy a small puppy, a small dog. If you call the dog Bingo, it will answer. If you change your mind and say, no, I don't like Bingo, let's call this dog Whiskey, the dog will answer. Any name you give to the dog will answer. The same thing applies to black people, why they are animals. The white man can come and give you a name and you will answer. How many of you can give a white man name and the white man will answer? Very simple. I don't ask difficult questions. Very simple question. The white man came here, he named the Iguacha to Port Harcourt, called you Nigerians, you're answering. How many of you can go to Liverpool and change it to Owerenta? They'll say they'll put you in a mental home and say this person is mad. But the white man can come here and name Iguacha Port Harcourt and they are Nigerians and Nigerian women. They are showing you pictures of women in Sokoto and saying they are Nigerian women. BBC ran to Sokoto, ran to Kaduna, ran to Katsina, ran to Kano, knowing fully well they are voting for Buhari, knowing fully well they will be well behaved because if you say your PDP, they will behead you. They will come today to tell you how evil they are. BBC, evil empire they are. We continue. You have heard the statement, it's now up to you to do something. Tweet to John Kerry. He's on Twitter. Tweet the United States, Department of State. Tweet them and tell them bluntly, stop lying. Stop lying, America, not America. John Kerry and Obama, stop lying. Are you deaf? Are you dumb? Are you blind? Can't you see yesterday what was going on? Little children voting, people being shot to death, youth service or youth coppers, ad hoc staff dead, INEC staff dead. INEC offices burnt land. Did you see it? No voting in Biafra land. Did you not see all of those things? But you chose to lie. Very sad indeed. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. No evidence of manipulation in Nigeria according to the EU. What did I tell you? They have, my good friends, the EU, they have come. As I told you before, they will. I told you exactly what they will say. Let's read this news and see if that conforms to what I told you almost 6 weeks ago that they will say. As the results of the elections held in the zoo last Saturday begin to roll in, the European Union has said that there was no evidence of systematic manipulation of the electoral process by the stakeholders. Surprise, surprise, exactly what we said. The European Union Election Observation Mission in the zoo made the submission in its preliminary findings released in Abuja today. The head of the delegation is Santiago Fizas. He told journalists that although the highly competitive election tested the Nigerian electoral arrangements, systematic weaknesses left the process open to abuse by electoral contenders. As I told you, the mission also noted that there was misuse of incumbency by parties, which is what John Kerry was saying, don't tap with INEC. You know, this Radio Biafra, we educate. as well as read the news. That's why this is the finest radio station in the world. The best university you can come to is here. I will continue, please. Do pardon me. The mission also noted that there was misuse of power by those in power already in the various political parties at the federal and state levels, occasioned by escalating incidents of violence and intimidation. The mission gave the Independent National Electoral Commission a pat on the back, saying that it appears to have performed impartially in difficult circumstances, while stakeholders at a local level report confidence in its work. Hey, Ewa! As I told you, although there were violence, although there was rigging, although there was intimidation, overall, the whole thing went very well. Oxymoron, if there was one. So everything was bad, but in the end, it became good. This OG black people. That is why I went to school. I asked myself a simple question. Why is it that when they build magnificent structures in Europe, it will stand in Africa? There is none. And then I discovered it has to do with, your brain. Oh, but you say, that is the only problem you have. Your brain is the problem you have. Ability to reason. To think properly like a human being. How can a human being say everything was bad, violence, intimidation, no voting, and then in the end, the voting went very well because we congratulate INEC? Who is responsible for the shambles in the first place? INEC. Who is getting a pat on the back from EU? INEC. Who is fooling who? Monkeys and baboons all over the place. And the zoo masters have come. Those that own the zoo, they have come. And they're telling you what to do and how to think. And being a black person, you will think exactly that way. Because that is why you are black. If you're not happy, change it. I educate my son every blessed day, never to feel sorry for himself. He listens to Radio Biafra, even right now, they're listening. They're listening. And they will go to school and they will say, oh, why is that? He would defend himself and say, if you don't like your status, change it. Stop complaining. Change it. Stop moaning. Change for the better. Turn from being a monkey and a baboon into a proper human being. That is what makes you who you are. We must continue. And for those joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are in Biafra land, broadcasting to the entirety of humanity. We are on CHK 97.6. Radio Biafra is on. We are a satellite broadcaster. You aware of that? You never knew before? Expensive, that is true, but we are there. Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster, so also are we online as well. If you are lost, go to Google, type in, or any other search engine, type in Radio Biafra, and you will see what will happen. They will take you where you will be able to listen to us, of course, because Chukwuabiam is God. Let us see if we can find the truth in all these cesspit of lies and deception by Americans and the British, not only by Obama and Cameron. The Transition Monitoring Group, TMG, the pro-democracy organization, has said that 4,000 observers found 10 cases of ballot box snatching and 14 cases of barring eligible observers. This was announced by the TMG chairman, Ibrahim Ziki Rulahi, and was tweeted by the Africa correspondent for the Globe and the Mail, Geoffrey York. The group had earlier demanded that police release two election observers arrested at the polling unit they were stationed in Akwa Ibom State on Saturday. According to TMG, the duo is currently detained at the Divisional Police Station in the area. TMG also said that if the official results don't reflect the ballot cast, they will expose it. My goodness me. This was tweeted by Geoffrey York. I told you, do you see why Twitter works? Do you see why Twitter works? They tweeted to a white man, and because, you know, black people, when a white man is saying something, we pay attention because we are monkeys and baboons. And when the master is talking, we have to listen to the master. And who is the master? The white man. So it is far more better to listen to the master. When the master, and one has spoken from New York, Geoffrey York, I don't know why it's I think from America, yes. He tweeted, if the official results don't reflect the ballot cast, TMG will expose it. Statement today by Transition Monitoring Group in hashtag Nigeria 2015. That is why tweeting is good. That is why all of you must tweet. This Transition Monitoring Group is now getting this exposure because a white man decided to retweet what they tweeted. That is why all of you must tweet. Don't think that tweeting is nothing. Tweeting is something. Please go ahead and tweet as much as you can. Rivers Commissioner for Police says police are not compromised. Rivers Commissioner of Police Mr. Hosea Karama said on Monday that the police was not compromised during the presidential and national assembly elections in the state. Karama told the news agency of Nigeria in Port Harcourt that the police did not favor any party in the state on election day. Security role is clearly defined. Our role is to provide level playing ground. We ensure that INEC materials, officials and voters are protected. On favoritism, we did not take part in the election and we did not take sides, he said. Welcome to the zoo and welcome to the police. Guns everywhere. At the end, everybody is corrupt. Even Manke Kunafo, Onyoshikob. Very sad indeed. The Federal Capital Territory recorded low turnout of workers on Monday, apparently awaiting the official announcement of results of the presidential and national assembly elections held on Saturday and on Sunday. A correspondent of the zoo who visited the Foreign Secretariat Office of the Head of Service and Minister of Foreign Affairs reported that the offices looked deserted. Few workers were seen while most of the offices remained locked. The few workers reported for duty were seen milling around while others gathered in small groups discussing about the elections. Mr. Adejo Jonah, a civil servant, told News Agency of Nigeria that the low turnout of workers might be due to uncertainty surrounding election results. Uncertainty, everybody is scared. Nobody wants to go out. If you go out, you will perish, you will die, you will be beheaded, or even worse. And things are not getting any better for the zoo either. We continue. Do you want to know the truth? You come to Radio Biafra. Everything else, a bunch of lies. The stress of dwindling oil revenue is mounting on the economy as external reserves drops below $30 billion for the first time last week, indicating less than 4 months' import bill. Do you know that they have foreign reserves only to import petrol? Very sad indeed. And toothpick. The decline which came with last week's withdrawals for meeting forex demands put the total figure at $29.9 billion. The international standard for healthy reserves is 6 months' import cover, which for the zoo should be about $48 billion. But the zoo's external reserves had crossed $60 billion mark, indicating over 8 months' cover, or literally excess reserve of over $10 billion a year ago. But just before the oil price declined, the zoo is going bankrupt. They don't have money anymore, even to import goods from China. They can no longer pay for it. That is why you don't see as many imported goods as you used to see. APC presidential candidate Muhammadu Buhari has won in Sokoto with a wide margin of 671,926 votes ahead of President Goodluck Jonathan, who scored 152. I thought you said the zoo. This is how you know that Nigerians are, these baboons and monkeys are liars. They said that the population of the zoo is 160 million. Is that correct? Yes. But in Sokoto, not even up to 300,000 people voted. Liars. You people are liars. Ndiokwasi. That is why hell is waiting for all of you. That lie. People are saying that Nigeria is 160 million people. So in Sokoto, which is one of the most populous states, less than 300,000 voted. Ndiara and Ndioshi. Criminals. Criminals in the Yoshi. Criminals. You people are criminals. My goodness me. So, out of a population of 160 million, not up to 10 million will vote. And you're telling me you people deserve to go to heaven. You're going to hell. Liars and black people. Liars and deceivers you are. Liars and cheats. That is why we don't lie on radio. Now you understand the reason why. Because the lying is too much. There is a news alert. INEC Collection Center reconvenes after hours of hiatus to continue announcement of results in presidential elections. Following the consideration of the report, the commission will make its decision known. When Jonathan arrived, they went into a closed-door meeting. And they said, we'll come back again to keep announcing the result. And John Kerry have now spoken to Jonathan not to tamper with the result, allow Buhari to be declared the winner. Survivors and families of 51 deceased Malawian freedom fighters have petitioned the Malawian government to seek reparations for British soldiers' 1959 unjustified killings and torture of Malawian nationals. That is the same people that gave you Nigeria. Most of you don't know that Frederick Lugard, your God, that made you. I pledge to Nigeria, I pledge to the zoo, my cage. Do you know that Frederick Lugard killed almost every traditional ruler when he came here to make Nigeria one? You useless Nigerians, fools and idiots. Do you know that the white man killed your ancestors before making you Nigerians? I'm not sure you know that, do you? But this is radio. Malawi, they are suing them. They did the same thing in Malawi, killed off people there. The British, today they're advising you to vote for Buhari. And you will do so. Mad, mad people. Insane human beings. Malawi is suing the British for 100 million for their torture. Have we done anything about it? No. Any day now we decide to sue the British, you see some idiots come up from somewhere again. We continue. Things are going from bad to worse. In Pakistan, they are slaughtering Christians. The same thing will start happening here as soon as the jihadist moves in. Workers of the Lagos state government at the state secretariat in Alausa have continued to flee their offices en masse due to speculation that there will be protests when results for the presidential election are released. There will be protests when results for the presidential election are released. They are worried. People are worried. They deserted their offices. They didn't come to work because the death and the mayhem, the killing and the slaughter will continue very soon. Kano, they say, is the most populous country, most populous state in the whole of the zoo. Do you know how many people voted in Kano? Kano purportedly has a population of nearly 25 million. Is that correct? Or thereabout. They said it's bigger than Lagos. In Kano, the number of people that voted is only 2.2 million people. 2.2 million adults only in the whole of voting adults in the whole of Kano State. And they said the population of the zoo is what the most populous. Is a lie. Okua Sekobo. This very country is not up to 80 million people. Because you have concentrations in the urban areas. That's all. Everybody migrates to the urban area, which is Lagos, Port Harcourt. Enugu is empty. There's nobody there. Lagos, Kano. That is all. In a state of supposed 25 million people, only 2.1 million people voted or were rigged. And there, they have announced it. INEC announced it that Buhari won in Kano. Convincingly, PDP is left floundering in Kano. I warned Jonathan. It doesn't matter how many turbans you have on your head. It doesn't matter if you look like a rabbit when you go there to see them. Or you look like a rabbit. They don't love you. South Niger Delta. Have you seen it now? I told you. They do not love you. You don't understand. It's because of the oil. They think if they make you happy with 1 or 2 years of presidency, they will continue to take the oil. They don't love you. Kanu, a whole sitting president. Jonathan only got how many votes in Kanu? 215,000. How many did Buhari get? Nearly 2 million. With 4-year-old kids voting. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. Welcome to the zoo. Welcome to the zoo. Iran deal worse than Israel feared, according to Netanyahu. America is planning to give Iran nuclear weapon to challenge Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Sunday against the emerging nuclear deal with Iran as Iranian and Western officials in Lausanne, Switzerland, we are rushing to reach a framework agreement by the end of the month deadline. After the Beirut-Damascus-Baghdad axis, Iran is maneuvering from the south to take over the entire Middle East, Netanyahu said at a cabinet meeting, one of the last of his outgoing government. The Iran-Lausanne-Yemen axis is dangerous for mankind and must be stopped. I like Netanyahu. He is very brave. I love him. Defending his people. Gelis Ohaneze. Una no Ohaneze all this while. Has anyone heard from Ohaneze? Habagosa, Ndiyoshi. Have you heard from Ohaneze? Ndiyatoro. Nandi Belibeu. Have you heard from them? Have you heard Ndiyoshi? The 5 billion they took is now holding them on the neck. Men without shame. You know, when you hear, I feel sorry for Igbo land, honestly speaking. Only Biafra can save them. That concludes our news this very evening, the evening of the 30th day, when they are in anticipation of the results of the presidential elections. Offices were deserted. People did not go to work. Port Harcourt looked like a ghost town. Or looks like a ghost town. Igwacha. And you know what they call it, Igwacha? You know the sand in Port Harcourt is white. Do you know that? The sand in Port Harcourt is white. It is white. And not Ajocha. It is white. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwa Biama is God. Now, our lines will be opened very, very shortly. Or it, in fact, has actually opened. Our Skype is working. I can only presume. I can only presume that it's working. We need that satellite. We need it very, very urgently. We have been doing very well so far. Some of you don't know what we did to make sure that our transmission is relatively stable. It keeps cutting out. We know that for sure. But it's relatively stable compared to the last time that we broadcast from Biafra land here. Right now, our lines are open. If you call Radio Biafra, we will be able to take your call. If you call us, we will undoubtedly take your call. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission. And please, I beg of you, when you call Radio Biafra, turn your system down. If I hear any noise on the background, please, I will have no choice than to disengage from you. I will have no choice than to disengage. I will have no choice. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Chukwu Abiama is God. Chukwu Abiama is God. We must continue. Our lines are now open for those of you who have asked me before to keep repeating. You can also call +44208133 9976. I repeat, +44208133 9976. We are also on 081-738-13596. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please raise your voice for me. I can't hear you very well. Raise your voice for me.
Yeah, I'm calling from Ebonyi State. I'm calling from Afiko and Ebonyi State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Ikwebu Collins. You came.
Thank you.
Yeah. I commend your bravado. I like the work you've been doing. I've been sensitizing people about the Radio Biafra. Though, you know, human beings, they are not easily convinced, especially because of how this Biafra thing has been going on. People no longer trust human beings. But in one way or the other, we know that we'll get there. So I commend the work you're doing. I just want to say thank you so much. Keep enlightening us. We are standing by your side. And the God of the land of Biafra will continue to guide you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you for your call. Thank you. I have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? There is a caller on Skype. No, we have lost them. We have lost them. Please keep trying. Our Skype line is open. Please keep trying. Keep trying. Keep trying. Yes, I can confirm that the Kano results just came in. I know that it's coming. This is, who is this from? Where? You didn't give us a name. A writer on WhatsApp from China is saying that Kano results just came in. Yes, I can confirm that it's coming. And Buhari won, of course. Surprise, surprise. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Please, your line is wobbling. Move away from your radio, please. Walk away from your radio that is static, disturbing us. Walk away from your radio. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Matt Osukwo.
And where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm from Azim, who is at and living in Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, I want to...
No, your line is very bad, my dear brother. Very, very bad. I recommend you please try and call us back. Your line is very bad, is not working properly. Endeavor to call us back, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Where are you from?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name, turn your system down. That's what I said before. If I hear your system, then I will turn you off. I don't want to hear it. Once I take your call, you must walk away from where you are or turn your system down. As simple as that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, director, good evening. My name is Samuel Kano. I'm from Aba.
From Aba. Move away from your radio, please. Move away from your radio, please. So it doesn't interfere. Move away.
I'll do that, director.
Thank you, please. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, director, first of all, I want to thank you for what you have been doing for us, the individuals of Biafra. For them, no matter the world is blue, so-called Nigerian people are trying to do, what they are trying to do is to look for war. And that war is coming upon them. Let them call the election. We are ready for them. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you, director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. They will try, but they will fail, of course. The caller on Skype, hello? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. What is your name?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Igwe from Ebonyi State, Ohukwu local government in Biafra land, but I based in Austria.
In Austria. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead. We can all hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Please, I wanted to appreciate your effort and all the information you have been bestowing on us and all what you have been telling us. And I want to use this opportunity to talk to the people that have been saying, why are you calling us zoo or monkey or babu or something like that? Imagine a country like Nigeria, somebody has no certificate. Here in Europe, even to be a gardener, to clean the house, to do anything that you can be paid up to €1,000, you must study before you can handle a position of whatever, like a leading position. There is no leading position that you can handle in Europe except you are educated. At least you study in the field. Now, and in Nigeria, they have a constitution, and there are some constitution that said, okay, they said before you can contest for presidency, you have to have this qualification, and you have to have this qualification, and Buhari has none of all those qualifications, and see, he's running. Why can't the people, we are more than a monkey, to me, I can say that. And another thing I want to say is, please, at this moment in time, is a very critical time. I really want to use this opportunity to call on all the Niger Delta boys, and as many of them that think that maybe they love them, or maybe they prefer to go with the Hausa Fulani than to follow the Igbos, because they believe that the Igbo will only dominate them and they will not have a say. The life they are living now, are they having a say? Imagine all what Jonathan did to all the North. Trying all his, in fact, Jonathan is a fool. I've said it most of this time. I was discussing with one of my friends, and none of us like him, because people should, at least under normal circumstances, like a human being, you should at least know what you should do as a man. You are in position to do some certain things. For instance, I heard that the Nigeria first capital city was Calabar. And yes. From Calabar, somebody shifted it to Lagos.
Yes.
And from Lagos, somebody shifted it to, what do they call it? Babangida shifted it to Abuja. And even till now, why can't Jonathan, even from the beginning, shift it to somewhere? This is why you should call them a babu. They are more than a monkey. Because Jonathan is a fool. And Jonathan is more than a monkey. Because he don't know what he's doing. Now, in his village, there's no light. And he's building north and doing this. All this is just because he want to please the outer planet. He want to please them so that they will give him his vote. And you don't know that when you are, in fact, when you are dealing with a snake, you have to mind how you deal with him. If not, I heard about a story of a man.
My, are you still there? Oh my goodness me. Oh. I hate it when people who are making so much sense are cut off. I just don't like it. I do not like it. I just don't. I'm not happy about this. Not happy at all. Oh, my goodness me. Can you hear me? Oh. And please join the family in Austria if you can. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Eniamuche Chukwu Ame. I'm calling from Onitsha.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
You see, I told you for my good luck.
Go ahead, please, in English, if you can, because I want American Secretary of State to hear you. Even if it's broken English, I don't mind. Please, go ahead.
Okay, sir. Actually,
if you can't, then you can speak Igbo. It doesn't matter. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. You can't speak English. You speak anything you can. Go ahead, yes.
I appreciate your work.
Go ahead.
Thank you for what you are doing.
Thank you.
My name is Madam Chiobonna. I'm at Okele now, Onitsha. I appreciate you for what you are doing.
Thank you.
We are happy for what is happening in this region. We are happy. Because Jonathan did not know anything, not give us any education. I finished secondary school, I did not get anything. I did not get because Jonathan did not do anything for us. We are suffering. We are not getting anything. But now you can see. If we agree, we will make Jaffa things. But we will suffer now. My director, I thank you for what you are doing. I appreciate your good work. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you.
And you too. Issa, thank you very much. And that is a news flash, I would say. Jonathan is in a closed-door meeting with all the observers that came, but not with the white people, not with EU, not with America, not with Britain. Jonathan is in a closed-door meeting with ECOWAS and EU observers as we speak. They are trying to persuade him to hand over to Buhari. Jonathan is being persuaded right now to hand over to Buhari peacefully. He is in a meeting with ECOWAS, AU leaders, and Commonwealth observers. They are telling Jonathan to hand over to Buhari as we speak. They are telling Jonathan, do not rig the election. Hand over to Buhari. That is what is happening right now. They are asking Jonathan, we would like you to hand over to Buhari if you want Nigeria to remain as one. That is what is happening right now in Abuja, in one of the conference rooms at Aso Rock. Thank you very much. Let's go to the phone line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. It's Dennis from Denta.
From Denmark?
Denta.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, I said. Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is that I'm supporting Biafra. From yesterday, I'm with you. Then what I want to be a member of Biafra, please. Can't you want to help me?
What do you want to say that again, please?
I want to be a member of Biafra.
So where are you now? Where are you now, please?
Now I'm Delta State.
What state?
Delta.
Delta State?
Yeah.
Where in Delta State are you? Which town are you in Delta State?
Asaba.
You're in Asaba right now. Asaba is Biafra land, of course. And Asaba is also Igbo land. What I want you to do is to call this very number, please. And thank you for calling, but call this number. I ask you to call this number, please. Get your pen and paper, 090-907-76589. Of course, we are told that some people will come and pretend to be part of us. The zoo have sent them. Even the British intelligence is helping them to monitor our conversation and pass it to them. But as I tell them, you're wasting your time. You are wasting your time. Please. We are very serious here. We want our free. British man, we were free before you came. I never knew you, I was, and you never knew me. You made it possible. That's all we're saying. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? You are back with us. We have a caller from Austria on Skype. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? No.
Yes, I'm hearing, sir.
I'm hearing you.
It's taking such a long time. My goodness me. Please go ahead and finish what you're saying. Go ahead. The line is problematic. Hello? I can hear you. Go ahead. Maybe they can't hear
Hello?
Me. Oh, my goodness. They can't hear me. They cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
For the last time, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
No. That is too many hellos. It's not their fault, though. Please, I hasten to add. It's the fault. It is the fault of the system because of the time it's taking to even hit Skype. It's taking so long. It's taking so long. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Awuma for Biafra. Awo Azoma Jonathan.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Iko anamasika chineke one jigi wena arora koganiri jigi wena arora na agizo.
Ise?
Nyemchore kwa giwo. N'ihi na ịpụtara Chineke kpọpụtara gị ka ị were mee ka anyị nwere onwe anyị na-agbụ nke onye iro ndị ọjọọ jigidere anyị. N'ụbọchị taa, ekpere m bụ ka Chineke onye jigiwo na-arụrụ a echebe gị, ọ gọzie gị, ọ tụkwasịrị gị afọ n'elu afọ. Ya wuru na ọ ga-ekwe mee ka iwe sta department dị iche ndị Chineke ji na-arụ ọrụ nwere ike ma na-akwado gị n'ekpere. Because ile anya otu station a, otu esi na-anụbi ya before, ọ na-esi otuzi esi otu ugbu a. And ama m na ọwakọ ọrụ ekwe isi. Because ile akwụkwọ nsọ, Jesus Ifero hapụ ndị m ka ha lawa, onwe ụgwọ ji ha. May them leave us so that you will go. You know what you can keep on Biama. You're Mama, make away your prayer warriors. We can have back again so that your life and the mother not working and I'm in a good direction. Have a funding naturally about Unopulana to walk or call, walk or call water. How to I go how I gather? Walk away with worship. Hello?
We are hearing you. Go ahead. He said, Magio Mogi. Thank you very much. Thank you, Anna.
Walk away with worship.
Of course. Of course.
When you have a bar, they go to the other. I got a secret. After my Tokani, I'll call up for now.
It will not work. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. I want people to tell us if you were receiving Radio Biafra very clearly before and now, that's the thing, isn't it? It was clear before, but now it's going to crack. Is that correct? Is that the problem? People are saying it's going to crack. I need to know if that is the case with people everywhere, please. They said before we were very clear, but now it's beginning to crack. So we want to know if they're using some jamming device against us. That was why we warned everybody before. Coming on radio is not the problem. It's to sustain it. Sustainability is the key. Because they have more resources than we do using our oil. They can employ technology to try to interfere with our line. That was why we said something about satellite. With satellite, nobody can jam it. It's unjammable. Please, 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 where you can, install satellites. I plead with you. I beg of you. But we'll continue to improve. There is a new technology coming. We are going to improve our relay stations. We will defeat them. Anything that we are Biafrans now, natural-born scientists. Don't worry about that. We should overcome them. Very, very important that we do so as well. I have a caller on Skype. I wonder if they can hear me in real time. Please,
Hello?
Your name and where you are. Yes, I can hear you. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Akachukwu, Austin Akachukwu. I'm calling from Minsk, in Belarus.
You're calling from Belarus?
Yes, Minsk in Belarus.
I know Minsk in Belarus. Of course I do. I know the place. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. In Belarus. That is wonderful. Please go ahead.
I want to appreciate your good work, and I want to say may good Lord continue to guide you.
You say?
And I want to say I'm an ardent listener of Radio Biafra, and I love this struggle so much, and I'm following every activities of this struggle. Director, I want to say something, because there are some things that I don't understand. Yesterday you were saying something at this international radio station that almost millions of people are listening to it on a daily basis, morning and in the night. So you were saying something. You said that if Buhari should win this election, that you are going to go ahead and declare Jonathan winner, and you make him a president of a Biafra in Enugu. But today I've expected you to continue saying that, but you have never said that today.
I have not said that today. You are correct. Your observation is correct. I have not said that today because Jonathan has to indicate to us that he wants it. Right now, he is negotiating the terms of his surrender to Buhari. They are locked in a meeting in Abuja. They are telling him to hand over to Buhari. When he comes out of that meeting, once they declare Buhari the winner, we will declare Jonathan the president of Biafra. And if he's willing to accept the offer, he can come to Enugu and we'll start work immediately. And the zoo is divided. As simple as that. It's so easy and very, very simple. But the thing is that his preoccupation with his investments in Namibia may cloud his superior sense of judgment. That is my only fear. But as for what we said we are going to do, we are going to do it nonetheless. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. You know this is election time for him. I don't think I don't think he's aware of this. This our news. Our struggle here. Do you know? I think have we made any? Attempt to contact him, to reach him, to let him know our own take on his own position. You know, and from there we can get his response. Because I don't actually believe if he's aware that that is our take on that issue, that he want to declare him winner.
Jonathan listens to Radio Biafra. Jonathan was an avid Radio Biafra listener from 2009. It was somebody working in the office of the vice president in 2009 that told me how Jonathan listens to Radio Biafra. From his own office in 2009. It was from the same office in 2009 that I realized that Wazirike was bribed and given money to destroy Biafra from within. From the office of Jonathan in 2009. So I know he's a very keen listener. Of course, sometimes we criticize him, which is normal, because nobody is above criticism. I take it myself as well. That is why I say to people that you must build a robust political system where your politicians and major actors will be able to assimilate public criticisms and still get along with their job. What I'm saying to Jonathan now, I know he is listening, or no, he will not be, he's in a meeting now, so not listening. People are listening on his behalf. Tell Jonathan, we want you at Enugu. We will declare you the Biafran president, and we will defend our borders. I was told yesterday that our brothers from the Niger Delta, that they are moving their men to the borders of Biafra land. That was, I have not seen any confirmation, but that was the reasoning, that was the thinking. They told us yesterday that Niger Delta Volunteer Force and a few other of them are moving men to the borders of Biafra land. That was what we are told. So we are hoping it is in preparation for the announcement that we made that Jonathan will be the president of Biafra. So we are hoping. As soon as Jonathan hands over to Buhari, we ask him to come to Enugu, and then the game starts from here. That's what we are saying. And we are very serious about it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Turn your system down. That's what I said. Turn it down, please, if you wish to continue with us. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Please turn your system down. Can you hear me now?
I have switched it off, sir.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Okay.
Go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, you said you've turned off your phone. I'm talking to you. Go ahead and say something.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, what I want to say this night is about what the one of the American senators said under the British foreign minister. The senator is a kindergarten senator. And also, the minister also is a kindergarten foreign minister. Because they don't even talk like a mature someone. So, what I suggest this night is for us to start a guerrilla warfare. It will help us well. Anywhere we see white man or woman in our land, we got them down. By the time we start guerrilla war against this white man that holding us in one day, then it will be better for us. We will restore Biafra this year. So yes, that is what I'm saying this night. Let us start a guerrilla warfare against every white man. Even when they are going with the escort, then we shoot them and shoot the escort. We can even burn them inside their vehicle so that they will leave our land. Even those oil areas where they have oil wells, let us start killing them immediately. We are warfare. I so much like it. And if you don't even know how to do it, first of all, sorry, I don't mention my name. My name is Chukwu Dindo. I'm calling from Enugu, Biafra land. And I want to join the army. Let us start guerrilla warfare to this white man. Director, are you telling me?
The world is listening to you. I keep quiet to listen to it when it makes sense. Please go.
Let us start a guerrilla warfare against this white man. Because they cannot defeat even the guerrilla warfare. I want us to start the guerrilla warfare. But anywhere we see white men or women in our land, we shoot them. So, leave the kindergarten senator of the American and the kindergarten president of the Britain. They are puppies. They don't know what they are talking about. They don't even see the little children of 4 and 8 years voting. They don't even know that Buhari, the man that they want to be the president of Nigeria, they want to be the president of Nigeria, don't even have a certificate. Don't even know how to speak or to write. They need the move. They need those who don't even know anything so they can write there. But it will not work for them. And again, I'm praying for you that Chukwu Adeoma will give you wisdom and understanding, give you power. Do not be afraid of what is going on in America or in anywhere in Europe. Give God's peace anything to us and showing love to the Israelites is bad. America itself is not an Christian. I don't see them as a Christian.
Of course they're not.
They are Muslim.
Hold on, please. I don't interrupt. I want to interrupt you for a second. Can you please tell me, why did Britain bring Bible here to start with Christianity? CMS. Why? If they are going to give us over to Islam, why? Why did they bring Bible here?
They are trickish people. They are trickish people. They are soaking our oil without praying. And they want us to remain perpetual poverty so that they will grow. So let us start guerrilla war against these people. It will help us. It will, and I will be among them.
Thank you very much.
Do not be afraid of what is going on. The Lord will send you, will give you power, will give you wisdom. We add life. We cannot even die young. You will live long and see your children. See this Biafra that you are fighting for. Thank you, and remain blessed.
Thank you very much, Amechukwu Abema. Also bless you. Thank you very much for that. We are getting a report from our national in Germany, our national coordinator, Anthony Nzrumike, that Reuters are reporting that Boko Haram did not disrupt the election. But 24 people were beheaded. Chineke, no, yeah, brother. Hi, NDCOG. Chukwu Abema, ime maro. This is punishment. Punishment. Somebody saying, if you boycotted the votes, how do you expect Jonathan to win? I said, because you lack reason and understanding. It does not matter what you do. Can't you see what they're doing? In the whole of Anambra, less than 1 million people voted according to their figures. Vote rigged figures. In Kanu, over what Buhari received in Kanu is more than all the voters in Anambra, both APC and PDP. Because you people, you don't listen. when we are speaking Unanahe Genti, you don't reason, you don't take time to digest what we are saying. It does not matter what you do in South, South, and Southeast. It is Babash. Buhari was going to win. If you like it or not, Buhari will win. Jonathan only has one way to win. That is to rig the elections. Some of you think that Jonathan is loved outside. No, he is not. Because he is incompetent. Jonathan is incompetent. That is the truth. You may not like it. It's not my business. Jonathan was grossly incompetent. Can you tell me one standout infrastructural development that can the name Jonathan can be attached to? Apart from a bridge in Kano. Did they love him? The same Kano that Jonathan could have used the money he used to build a bridge in the desert to come and build a second Niger bridge. But did they love him? The answer is no. They voted over 2 million for Buhari. How about Jonathan? 200 and something thousand. But that was where you spent. When I told Jonathan, stop dressing like Kabi Yesi, Yoruba can never love you. He does something. He's like Namdi Azikiwe, his name. They don't listen. Hannah Haig, they don't listen. Now, international observers are asking him to hand over to Buhari to concede defeat. The meeting is still ongoing. Once, you know, I have my moles everywhere. Once they dismiss the meeting, I will tell the result before any other person announces it. That's why they want to close us down. Where do they get all this news from? Right now, Jonathan, ask Jonathan on the phone now if you know him. Are you meeting with AU, ECOWAS, and Commonwealth observers or not? And what are they telling you? To hand over to Buhari? But Buhari is with the English people and Americans. White people with Buhari, black people with with Jonathan. When you're surrounded by black people, you know your days are numbered. Very, very terrible indeed. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, are you still there?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is calling you from Malaysia.
And what is your name?
Eze Imo.
Eze Imo from Malaysia?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Did you travel? Is your phone on roaming?
Hello?
Is your phone on roaming? Because you're calling me with a zoo number. Is your phone on roaming? Exactly. You see an idiot from home. He's saying he doesn't know his number was showing. At least you should have hidden your number before calling. He dropped the phone very quickly. And there was a menunu. Eze Imo. There are lunatics everywhere. Hell. One Nigeria indeed. Mad, insane people. The caller on Skype, I wonder if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. I don't think they can. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, director. Good evening, my director.
Good evening, your name and where you are, please.
It's Chinenye Ipameze from Aba Abia State.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, please, I'm confused. What is going on in this country? What is going on in this zoo called Nigeria?
The animals are breaking away from their cages and running wild everywhere. Animals, baboons are escaping, chimpanzees are following them. Even quora, hyena, everything is out of their cages. Running helter-skelter. Oh, man, oh, man. Please, go ahead.
Director, please. Let's take action immediately. Let's just ginger us. Let's take action immediately. Please. This is my number. Can't call me anytime. Call me. We are ready. We are ready to take action today, tomorrow.
I understand.
Let us take the action once and for all. We are still suffering. Where are we? Let us take action. Huh? Let us take action.
We will. We will.
This is my number. Contact me anytime, any day. Call me anytime, any day. I want to join Army Biafra. Contact me. This is my line. I am ready to fight for Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. I very much appreciate what you're saying. Hello?
It's a man that does not have a conscience.
Hello?
Hello?
Please, start all over again. Hello. Start all over again. Your name and where you are before you begin to speak, please. Your name once again and where you are.
My name is Ifeanyi Obasi. I'm calling from Malaga, Spain.
From Malaga in Spain. Please, go ahead.
I want to tell the Biafra people that everything that...
Can you hear me? I hate it. This is why we need that satellite connectivity. This is why we need... Exactly, it's gone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you.
And what is your name?
My name is Emeka. I'm calling from Benin Republic.
From Benin Republic. Please go ahead.
Yes. What I want to say is that before anything starts, you should first of all, announce this was recruit member so that people, we should hunt him down. Then, in short, I don't think he was recruit should be hunt down first before we start anything. And if the action did not start immediately before these people gain ground, it will be very difficult for us. That's what I have to say.
Thank you very much for Hello? That. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. And that is why we need everybody to support this effort, to contribute towards it. We need to buy as much weapons as possible. We need to buy guns, bullets, ammunition, the whole lot. We don't want to be announcing that on air all the time. We need the support of everybody. We don't want what happened before to happen again. We can't go to war unless we have enough ammunition to last us for the duration of that very battle. Very, very important. We don't want to send men into battle and then they tell us, oh no, we have run out of bullets. We don't want that rubbish to happen again. As soon as we are ready, we will march. Until we are ready, we will continue to work very hard to make sure that our stockpile is up to scratch. Once we have enough, then we commence. And when we commence, you will see what will happen. Very, very important we understand that. Extremely important we understand that. It doesn't matter who's the Aso Rock. Our march is unstoppable, relentless. We only move forward, not sideways, not anywhere else, only forward we move. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Even Chukwu Abiama in heaven is watching over us as we preach his gospel on this very earth. I recap of our headlines once again, please. Those of you calling us, do bear with us. A joint statement by the United States Secretary of State, John Kerry, and United Kingdom Foreign Secretary. Essentially, they are supporting Buhari. If you read this very carefully, if you can read between the lines, you will know that they are indeed supporting Buhari. Our government welcomed a largely peaceful vote on March 28. Which part of the voting was peaceful? Did you come to Biafra land? Did you come to Biafra land? The same standards they used to judge themselves is too high. When you come to judge monkeys and baboons, you need to lower it. Because if they are fighting and killing themselves, because they are animals, it is not considered as being too difficult a thing to, you know, overlook. You can overlook it because it's monkeys fighting. So what's the problem? But in America, the same standards will not be allowed to obtain. They want the best for their country. They want the finest, rigorous, strictest standards of probity and accountability. But not here. Not here, there is no probity. There is no accountability. Even if you are not qualified to run for office, you are allowed to run for office. Even if you're a thief, a criminal, a pillager, a looter, and a killer, they allow you to run for office. Because this is the zoo where the animals reign supreme. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Well, I can hear you. This is, Ajibu calling from Abuja.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I thank you for the work you have been doing for the Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
If you can give me go ahead, brother, only me can keep all those taboos in this called Nigeria. Because if I told you what I'm listening now, I'm not happy with it. If you can give us direct order, move ahead, start shooting. I can give everybody in this room alone. Nobody can stay here anymore. What I'm begging you to give us order.
Yes, the order will be given very soon, please. I don't want anybody to march prematurely because we don't want to fail, please. At the appointed time, the order will be given. You don't march prematurely. If we march prematurely, we will not win this very effort. We need to be guided by the spirit as well as the reality on the ground. Our weapons are not enough. When it is enough, then we commence our march. Please, I beg of you. I beg of you, please. You must understand that if they come after us now, we can, of course, defend ourselves. That is taken as fact. But we must make sure that we are complete before we commence our movement. Thank you very much for that. I welcome your enthusiasm. And everybody who wants to be part of the Army of Biafra, please, you will indicate by calling a specific telephone line. 090-907-76589 inquiry line, and also if you wish to be part of the army of the kingdom of heaven, more or less, because you'll be fighting for God, I'm telling you, and for your ancestors as well. We continue. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening, director.
Good evening, yes, please.
Good evening, director.
Good evening.
May Chukwu Obioma keep on blessing you and keep on protecting you. Well, my name is Innocent Ibe, calling from Spain. Director, I have a vital question that I want to ask. One, this question is, what about if Jonathan Goodluck refused to come to Enugu after being defeated in Aso Rock? Then, what about if he refused to come to Enugu and crown him the president of Biafra? What are we going to do?
We continue. Secondly, we continue.
Director, yes, my fear is this. Okay. Secondly, I have something to say again. What about if on the process, then Buhari managed to win or Jonathan decided to hand him over so that peace will reign in the country? What about if Buhari climbs, then starts ruling the nation? Now, my fear is that Buhari might withdraw all the whole armor tanks in Biafran lands. Don't you think that such a thing can happen? Now, the third question is, I have been listening to this Radio Biafra for a long time, more than 1 year now. I've never heard from call from River State or Calabar. What is happening over there? Does it mean that the transmission is not reaching over there? Thank you, Mr. Director. May God bless you. May Chukwu Obioma bless you and protect your family and guide you. May your days be long. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll start with the last one. It seems to me that I know you've been listening, as you said, but you have not been paying particularly close attention because callers call us from everywhere. If you remember the time we had the debate about the Yoruba boy telling us to leave Niger Delta alone, people called from that part of the world to say that we are one. Even one called, of course, not ostensibly from Rivers, but from Urobo, if I'm not mistaken, even called us. Was it this morning that they called? So that is the thing, my dear brother. They have been calling, and for some of them, they are not on CHK at 7.6. Neither are they on. In fact, they are not on the CHK FM stations. That is the problem that we're having. So as soon as we are able to reach them via CHK, then they'll be able to join us. So that is that. And on the issue of Jonathan, or let's go with Buhari, which is the second question. Buhari may decide to withdraw all the thanks. I said it from the beginning, it doesn't matter if my father is the president. Our timetable, we stick to it, and we march. We commence our march when we say we are going to march. That was exactly what I said. It does not matter who is in power, who is in Abuja. It is inconsequential and irrelevant who is there. We fight. Simple. On the issue of Jonathan accepting or not, we will make him the offer. If he comes, we will support him to be the president. If he says no, that he wants to go and enjoy the money he has in Namibia, then all well and good, he will go off. And the struggle continues. I remember Sonia Cousin saying that in one of his music, the struggle continues. We never stop until we succeed. As simple as that. What we are doing is not dependent on what a human being does. It's dependent on what we do. And it depends on if Chukwuebem is with us or not. And I know that he's with us, and that's why we are going to prevail. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Please, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chibike. I'm calling from Enugu.
Chibike who? What is your father's name, please? Chibike who?
Ungu.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
There is an information I want to give.
Go ahead and give it.
The Alpha Fulani, they are almost surrendered all the Biafran land. Anywhere, any forest, any forest you enter inside this Biafran land, you will see them. And they are killing our people. So I want to know, can there be any arrangement about these people? Because if any plan is being made without handling them, I think they may come in a way that we will not know how to handle them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything AWSA likes, they can do. Our problem is not against any civilian. Our army is not going to fight like a typical black African army that kills everything that it comes across. Our problem is the presence of the Zoological Republic in our society. That's our problem. We don't want them to be here. We don't want them to be here. As simple as that. We want nothing to do with the zoo. And all of you must be prepared for a long, arduous battle to make this a reality. But this battle can be shortened and made very easy. One South, South and Southeast comes together and be won. Very easy. Everybody runs away. But as long as the crack exists between us, then the fight will be very, very long and tough. But Chukwuebiama knows best. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwuebiama in heaven is our God. We are taking your calls. If you call us, we will be able to answer you. If you call us, we will take your call. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. We are reporting today that the British and Americans are coming together because Obama, being a Muslim, they have come together to try and manipulate the election in the zoo as the British did before. The British admitted falsifying census results, giving power to Ndugu Hausa and the Hausa. The British love them because they see them as dumb and stupid. If an Hausa man is there, Britain can come and take oil for free. Simple as that. And they want the power to go back to the north before the renewal of the licenses by next year. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. My name is Obona Joshua. I'm calling from Maryland and I'm from Soka.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, obviously, I commend your work for what? At least for educating us more, people like me, you know. So I thank you very much for your work. And for the country, the IT, Obviously, I don't know what to say, because this night, I think everything I was started already. What is about to start, Director? I'm baffled. I'm afraid. I'm really, really afraid. I pity that man they call Good Lord. After everything he did to those northern zoos, after everything he did in North, building all kinds of schools and bridges, he forgets South, South, and Southeast. Now he's about to lose the city. I think if I'm from Bayelsa State, I will not allow him to, as in, I will make everything possible for me to stop him entering Bayelsa State. It's better he go along with a Hausa plan. Director.
Yes, please.
What you're saying is that you people, please, to help us, those of our families in Musuka, they don't get this radio Biafra. And quite time ago, the station just went off. Please, you people should work on this so that we will know when we need to run and when we need to fight. But we are the only hope we have. Biafra is the only hope we have these days. Since I know this country, we are not benefiting anything from them. I am not benefiting anything from them. And I think God wants to use Biafra to bless its people. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. Amechukwu Abiama also bless you immensely. I have a caller on the line. No, not at all. I have a caller on Skype. I don't know if they're still there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Director, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Please, your name and where
Good
you
evening,
are.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Muhammad Abuchi. I'm calling from Lagos, the center of darkness itself. And I want to comment about the person who called, and he was saying, trying to urge us to start action. And I say that people should not stampede Radio Biafra. People should not stampede IPOB, because we didn't start today. There's a place we are coming from, and we know where we are going. They shouldn't come because they think everything has crashed. We are telling them, do not vote, don't go for this election. And they were telling us that it was not, but we have already seen where it would lead to. And we say, don't go, don't give legitimacy to this in this concoction they are planning, but they refused. Now they have seen that the thing has suddenly crashed on them, and they are looking for what you will call a fallback position. So they shouldn't stampede us. We know where we are coming from, we know where we are going, and nobody will stampede us. We move at the appropriate time. So the idea of saying, come, let's do this, let's do that, it should be out of the question. It should be completely out of the question. Because we have been on ground, for a long time. Radio Biafra started transmitting since 2009. So it is not something because they have suddenly lost. That's the problem with our people. We are reactionaries. We don't plan anything. We don't plan anything and hold on to it and plan strategies on how to go about it. We just wait when others plan and put their plans in action. They take months, they take years. When they plan finish and they're executing it, when it comes against us, you see our people scampering, doing reactionary movements. But that is not the way it should be. The best way for us to go, every Igbo man knows, every Biafran knows, at the back of their mind, they know that the best way to go is for us to have independence from Nigeria, for us to have autonomy, for us to have sovereignty. That is when we'll be able to organize our lives. All of us knew it. But nobody wants to come and sit down and prepare and plan and make 1 year plan, 2 years plan, 3 years plan. No. We just want to see where it's happening. Like you will always say, trader, buy and sell and make quick gains. That has been our bane. That has been our problem. So now that it is crashing on their head, they should not come to stampede anybody. That is what I want to say. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, Mamadou Buchi. Thank you very, very much. And I also understand that our head of Directorate of State, Mazu Chenna Siebuo Miomio, is waiting to speak to us. If you please call Skype line, please, on Radio Biafra, you'll be able to get through to us. Thank you very much for that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Not paying attention, and I resent that immensely. Don't like it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are.
My name is Philip Mwachuk. I'm calling from Enugu.
Philip Mwachuk from Enugu. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to commend you for your good work.
Thank you.
What you are doing is very, very good. So I want to say about people that are saying, let us march, let us march. Let us not march if we are not prepared well. Because I believe that's what happens before. Our people does not prepare well and they march. That's why we fail. And I don't want such things to happen again. That's my own looking on.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We have to march only when we are prepared. We cannot march unless we are prepared. Lest they come back later on and I say to us, you knew you were not prepared, why did you march? We cannot be rushed or stampeded into anything. The last two colors are absolutely spot on. I don't do things in a hurry. We plan, we wait, and then we strike. And when we strike, it's always effective. You must understand that, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, sir. My director.
Good evening.
My name is Ebere. I'm calling from Enugu. So actually, I want to tell you, I'm living in Enugu, but I'm not an indigenous of Enugu. I will tell you clearly, Enugu people are saboteurs. Let me tell you, if you look at the amount of votes we saw in the television, it will clarify you that all that we are saying in Enugu, let me tell you, Director, all that is calling you from Enugu State, many of them are from Imo, Abia, and Abakaliki, and Anambra State. Enugu people, I have encountered many of them. They are very saboteurs. Let me tell you, I am surprised to see all these things happening in Enugu. Look at the election going on in Enugu last Saturday. So let me tell you, you are saying that you will endorse the good luck with Jonathan. Let him come down to Enugu House, government house, and come and stay. I deny that. It's better to stay in Aba in life. So I'm telling you reality because I am living in Enugu. I know people of Enugu. I know how they behave. So they are pure saboteurs. Don't allow what happens to us in 1967 to happen to us again. Because I believe that those places are where they experience war. Let me tell you, Director, one day I was having an encounter with a man from Enugu. I was asking him about Biafra. Have you heard about Biafra? He was telling me which state I'm from. Which state I'm from? I said, Imo. I said, yes, it's for Imo people and other people. That's what they can talk. In Enugu state, they don't have experience of other states. So, Director, I am annoyed when I saw the multiple number that vote in Enugu. So if you say good luck, Jonathan should come down to Enugu to come and endorse him as the president of Biafra, it is unfair because Enugu people voted for him. Then how can he have a background to say? Because Buhari will say, Enugu people voted for you and you win me in Enugu. How can you do this? So, Director, I am encouraging you to continue this race because the Lord is always be with you and he will strengthen you. My brother, take care.
Thank you very much. I don't know how true this is. I need the original Twitter handle, please. I need the Twitter handle. Michael Chiweze Wankwo is writing, inboxing on Facebook, saying there is a Twitter message from Hausa Fulani people making rounds. It has been retweeted over 200 times to the effect that all Igbos, especially in the north, should be killed. All Igbos in the north should be killed, according to Hausa people in a tweet. I need a screenshot of that tweet message or tweet or whatever it is. I need a screenshot of the message. I want people to go into Twitter and find it. Hausa people tweeting to kill all Igbo people. I want to know, please. I need to know. I need to know for certain. I want to know, please. Are they saying we should be killed? Has the killing started so we can start killing them here as well? We just need to know, please. We need to know. I need a copy, a photo, what's it called? A screenshot of that message. Give us a go ahead and look for it, please. I need everybody should check on Twitter. Are our people tweeting to kill Igbo people? So we can start killing them here immediately. Very, very important, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you. Your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? I cannot hear you. Hello, can you hear me? No, the line was very bad. We are in the damnable zoological republic. Nothing works. You are calling your other line. It's telling you it is not registered on this network. The only place in the world you get such a pathetic message. Ndiara. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller
yes,
on...
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are, please.
I can hear you, my director. My name is Samson from Dubai.
Samson, where is Delilah? What is your proper name, please?
From Dubai.
That is your name, not Samson. Because if you say you're Samson, I'll ask you where Delilah is. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. I want to recommend you for your good work. Honestly, I love what you're doing. I want to speak about the election and what happened the United States and the UK, the letter they sent. It's quite obvious they know the what Buhari, his condition, his status. Though everybody knows he has no certificate. And our brother Jonathan, everybody know what he has. And meanwhile, if you look at what is going on there in Nigeria and the Nigerian relationship, they know what what they are gaining. They know what they need. So that is why, if I said they want to put somebody that can maneuver easily to get whatever they want. So it is not a surprise for me or to me that they are backing him up or they are sending that letter. So it's just that everybody should know. We are not going to ask why or what happened or why is it like that. But what I believe that they know what they are gaining or what they will gain in future. So regarding what my brother said before and what you have said, as soon as the meeting finished with Jonathan in Abuja there, we simply called him, we accept him, and we make him the president of Biafra land. So with all due respect, sir, I recommend you for your good effort. May Chukwu Abiam continue to bless you and keep you alive for the greater work ahead. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. And thank you, all of you that sent me copies. As soon as I said it, it started to flood in. Many of them, there is somebody called a king with no crown. Let me tell you what our people are saying. Nigerians from the north down to the west and south should come out en masse and murder every Igbo. It's about time we get rid of them. They will kill you off. In fact, I said we should kill them here. No, we shouldn't. Because we want to prove to our people that anything we say on Radio Biafra is gospel. Ozioma Chineke. If you ignore it, you will suffer. We told them you will be killed. If they announce Jonathan mistakenly as the president, none of you will come back here alive. And I will not fight to save you. We will not fight to save you. We will not commit this army to fight to save you because we told you that you will be killed. You don't hear. Do you know what they're doing now? They are preparing the minds of their people to kill us. John Kerry will not see it. Britain will not see it. Now, the question is this. Opogini Kanyi Merendia, what did we do to these people for them to kill us? What? My goodness me, even this one, Okafor, Tachi Okafor, Igbos are stupid, I swear. I support that guy. They should kill all of them. Igbos are, my goodness, everybody, Igbos are stupid. Hello, glory be to Chukwu Abiyama. At last, they are about to start killing you people. And they will do it. If you, before God and man, if INEC make the mistake of pronouncing Jonathan president, every Igbo person in the north right now will be killed. Did I not tell you? They are preparing themselves to kill all of you. They have sharpened their knives. Big time. Big time. My goodness me. Good Lord have mercy. I believe that Omiomio is finally with us. My goodness me. Mazi Chenna Sebu, can you hear me? The head of the director.
Yes, director, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well, please. Go ahead.
Me.
Hello? But I can hear you very well. I can hear you very, very well. I can hear you very well. Can you hear me? My goodness me. My goodness me. The line has gone off. For some reason, our head of Directorate of State cannot speak. On the night, we are announcing that Igbo people are about to be killed. Actually, it was in Igbo. Once they announce Jonathan the winner, your blood will start flowing. And even if they kill you and we announce Biafra here to hold this very territory, they will say it is our fault we started the war. But they're about to kill all of you. As I told you, they will. I told you the EU will come here and say, oh, we saw some problem, but it wasn't enough to nullify the election. Therefore, everything is okay. Everything we tell you happens. It doesn't matter how many of you votes here. It is inconsequential. Buhari is bound to win. If they make the mistake of announcing Jonathan Nabalinketa, oh my goodness me. My goodness me. You will know that there was no one Nigeria. There was never one Nigeria. Nigeria was created so that the British can have access to Biafran oil. That's all. Our Fulani, we are very poor. The British said it themselves. They are very poor. They have nothing. We depend on the resources from the south to feed the north. Till today, it's still happening. You're about to be killed. And that oil, Awosa will drink it. I told Niger Delta South. When they were jumping, oh, we are not Igbo. We are South. We are. I told them, you people are prepared. Oh, this, I wish they can understand. Oh, my God. You are digging your own grave. The only way we can repel these people is as one land from Niger Delta, one from Alibo. We warned you from 2009. If you go on with this South Niger Delta rubbish, Awosa will defeat us. They will defeat you. You don't listen. You never ever listen.
What is happening today now? And they have cut our connection. Our connectivity has gone. They have cut our connection. They have cut our connection. Is rain coming down outside? Our connection is gone. Our connectivity is gone. We told you. Our connectivity is gone. I don't know if it's back now. We told you, please, we need. I was in full flow. My goodness me. When I was rudely interrupted by the limitations of the telecommunications infrastructure in the damnable Zoological Republic. It comes and it goes. I warned Niger Delta. I told South. If you continue the way you are going, Awosa will pick us 1-1 and put in their pawn. Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Our line is cutting. Our line is cutting, but please go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Okay, director. I think I've not been able to be sure. And what I want to say is that here, Balaha, I tell more corrupt way to teach. So, y'all have one year and a Igbo, not a Nigerian army. But y'all have a lot of them because I am a Niha of Walamaka.
That's what we're saying. The lines are very, very bad. This is not very bad, not as bad as before. But the lines are very, very bad. Please do try and bear with us. We ask for satellites. If you give it to us, then... Oh, my God. If Nigeria want to progress as a nation, the most logical thing to do is to kill every Igbo person. They are the stumbling block. Kill them. Kill Ndigbo. Ululekwanya Rashiam. Ezigbo Kanu. Ezigbo Sokoto. Ezigbo Gwagwalada. Ezigbo Kotangora. People without shame. Ndi nemu hinhere. When I castigate them, they say, onatari anyi. Unususuru nye fendi ara wuna wu. Stupid people. They are tweeting openly. America won't do anything about it to kill all of you. Let them... And in fact, let them mention Jonathan this night. You think you're clever? Awosa is more clever than you. Go, nchonchego. Peanuts. Then when he's in order, complete peanut. Nonsense. You know, nature. I am disappointed. When did I start asking for money to buy weapons? When? Since when? Is it over a year now? I told you people, we need to buy weapons. I told you, in time, there will come a time when they will kill you. We need weapons. Oh, where's our transmitter? Where's our this? Now there's a transmitter and outside is killing you. And we have not stockpiled enough. Do you understand it now? Do you understand it now? That anything you hear on Radio Biafra, you act up. We can't ask you to do something unless there is an outcome which will impact positively on the advancement of Biafra. Osiatigun. They're about to kill you people. Let them just announce Jonathan. They will sacrifice in your next life. If you hear the word Nigeria, you say, I'm not a Nigerian. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. Where you are, please?
I'm calling from Enugu, but I'm an Abia State indigene.
What do you mean by Abia State indigene? Who created Abia State?
I'm from Abia State, but I'm living at Enugu.
You tell me where you come from, not Abia State. Where in Abia State do you come from? Okay. That's where you come from.
Okay. No. I said I'm calling from Enugu, sir. I'm calling from Enugu.
Where in Abia State do you come from? From where in Abia State do you come from? I am from Abia State. Can anyone will graduate? Oh, my God. Where in Abia State are you from? Olokoro Bakala? From Ozakole? Are you from Item? Where do you come from? In Akere, you're from Abia State. Who created Abia? What before Abia State? What was you? Imo State. Before Imo, what East Central State? Before that, what Biafra? After Biafra fell, it became East Central State. Don't you know that? From East Central State to Imo, Anambra. From Imo, Anambra to Enugu, Abia, Ebonyi. Imo, and goodness knows what else. They are planning to create two more states, two more local governments, more like mad people. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
I have a caller on the line. You are wasting our time. Your name and where you are, please. Speak to me over the phone, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, if you may.
I am Ihoman Banaso.
And where are you calling from?
I hail from Isuwaso in Abia State, and I'm residing in Enugu now.
Thank you very much. That is better. Isuwaso is where you come from. Thank you very much, and please go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, I want to speak regarding to what the last time. Well, there was a time you made mention of being in Jerusalem. You were in Jerusalem where you made prayer before God.
Yes.
And there's something you said. You said you told God to do something, to do a miracle, that the coming of the Elder will be a miracle. And then I'm not surprised of what is happening now. Because if Jonathan remained there, God in heaven, someone will share the glory with him. You have been trying to give him expo on what to do. And yet, it seems as if he's not hearing it. That's to prove to you, God does not need any help. The only thing I would say is a kind of to say, you should continue with whatever direction he is given to you. There's no need to panic. Because from time memorial, there has not been a time God has ever walked with human help. I think even if it is a stone that the Biafrans will have, ready to go into the stone, destroy the enemies. There's no need for them to find. The problem we are having is that the Igbo themselves, I don't really know what is wrong with us. If only we can come back to our senses, this battle will be more easier. But not, and I know that God is more than ever. You should only keep on. He's still beside you, and he will fight for us. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much, and well spoken, Imam. Thank you for that. People are listening all over the world. Copies of this text message is flooding in. What they are saying is unbelievable. I thought you said you're one Nigerian. Oh, I am a youth copper. I am serving my country in Maiduguri, Ebrosuilota, Unyara. I'm a youth copper. I am in Yobe. I'm in Adamawa. I'm serving my country. Today, the same people that you're doing your youth copper with, they're saying they should kill you. Unana Hanuinye. I don't know the type of you people have turned from being wise people to being the most foolish people imaginable. Don't you know they will kill you? Pray. Everybody living in Ugawusa, pray that Buhari wins. Or else, in the next 4 hours, you'll be unconscious. Because you'll be about to stop breathing. Because you would have lost so much blood that your veins will collapse. And your heart will stop beating, you stop breathing, and then you're dead. In your next life, you will not play or joke with Radio Biafra again. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, my director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Raise your voice for me, please. The world is listening. Your voice is very low. Raise your voice for me, if you may, please.
Yes, my director. I have heard you, my director.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you're calling us from, please.
My name is Ekeredu Chukwu Woko. Director, I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you.
Director, I'm very, very happy hearing from you every night. So you keep me awake till when you close is when I went to bed, because I'm a man that wants to follow the people that is moving through the normal direction. I'm from Enugu here, and some people are saying that Enugu people are cowards, or they are, I don't know, but it's not all of us. I don't know the people that he met that told him that said what they said, but we are on ground.
any day, any moment, as I'm speaking with you, I'm mobilizing my boys, I'm mobilizing my men, I'm talking to everybody, I'm being the one that I can do. There is no place in this Biafra land that you cannot see Sabotua. They are everywhere. So, that's what I'm saying. And Director, the number you gave to us for what we can do at the price is over from weeks to from days now, the number is not true. I don't know what we can do. But at least for us to contribute what we can for the progress of this very sovereign state of Biafra.
Yes, the number is on, isn't it? The line is on, the inquiry line is on. Have you called it? The 090 number, have you called it?
Yes.
But it's on, please. I will give it to you again. It is 090-907-76589. 090-907-76589. Please, that is the number. That is the number to call.
I have taken it to my director.
Please try
God
and call that
bless
number.
You, and God will bless your family. God will uphold your strength. God will deal with you as he was with Moses and every other Israelite. That God works with until they have achieved everything that God asked them to achieve.
Thank you very much.
Biafra must be the reality. And our brothers that have refused your command to come back from north, I don't feel sorry for anybody. But there was one of my brother that I called. He told me that where he was is secured. I said, okay, keep yourself. But I know that no place in our land. There was a story somebody told me the other day. That a lady that was having an alpha man for more than 20 years. That the alpha man called her and told her to start going. Because he would not like to do her a bad thing. That immediately he starts, she will be the first to be. The man is going to eat. So the girl starts running back to Enugu here. And he has been telling people, this is what is about to happen. You can imagine that. A man that you have worked with for 20 years is telling you that you have to leave before the thing happens. So it shows the kind of people that they are. That even though you have with the person for 1 million years, if anything happens, he or she is going to hear what their brother are telling them, and they are going to do exactly what their brother asked them to do. So, my director, keep on your work. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that, and I welcome you. You spoke very well. There are saboteurs everywhere. I agree with you. There have met people from Enugu who are very, very solid, who are very, very strong. And will never ever retreat nor surrender. I know that for sure. I know that for sure. And in this very effort, in this very battle, we are going to fight as one unit and we are going to win. Those who are saboteurs from Enugu, we have found them out already since they are in police informants and they work for Nigeria. We know who they are. They work for the zoo. They have been disgraced into oblivion. We didn't do anything to them. There is nothing more potent than the truth, Ezeogu. That is all. Once the truth came, they disappeared, covered their faces in shame. That is the only way to fight somebody, is by disgracing them. That's all. With the truth, Ezeogu. Nothing more than the truth. Not version 1500. Only one version of truth. Soso Fumpor. One never changes. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ibewike Juri Chuku Akiaba. I am calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
So, Director, there is I want to suggest something.
Please hold on, hold on, hold on. There is a breaking news. I think they have actually started. A prominent Igbo man has been killed in Bauchi. It's a breaking news. I need the name of the person killed. I need this man's name. I need the man's name killed in Bauchi. A prominent Igbo man has been killed in Bauchi. I need his name. We may be able to run this very broadcast even into the morning if need be. as they are killing these useless Igbo people in Ugbo Hausa, we'll be reporting them to you. Anyone they kill, we need the family, please, to let the family know so they can start a night vigil. Thank you very much. Please continue.
So, Director, what I'm trying to say is that, you see, we're supposed to form a committee that can reconcile all the members of Biafran agitators in Igbo land, because we are Uwazike committed a very big sin. Short, Uwazike is a sin, because when you talk about Uwazike, you are committing a sin. I'm not talking of the land that we have extorted from Umunam Ukwe people, forcefully, because he told them that because of Biafran, he forcefully took their land. So what I'm trying to say is the time that we're supposed to organize a reconciliation committee that will bring all these Biafran agitators together so that we can, because let us go, it's not Kaiga na Uijo Fonye. This is an issue that every one of us must join hands together, because there are many people that are trying to merge with this Biafra, but because of the sin that Uwazike has committed, some of them are afraid when you talk of Uwazike. So I want to suggest again that if it is possible, we should stop to be calling this name Uwazike, because I think the more we call Uwazike, the more popular he becomes.
I don't think so. Hold on. Do you know why? Because he keep quiet. He's a thief. We must make the world understand that a thief, Onyoshi. It doesn't matter how you dress it up. A thief, you say, why would you not talk about this vagabond and criminal? Why not talk about him? How can anybody be particularly attracted to Ifajuna? Ifajuna was popular in his time. Has anyone named their child Ifajuna ever since? The answer is no. We are saying it for the world to know that this man is evil and that his days are numbered indeed. As simple as that. His days are numbered. That's all I can say to you. Please go ahead and say what you have to say. When it comes to this idiot, allow us to deal with him in our own way. We want to expose this man for who he is. He's a fraudster. You cannot be standing on the bones of 6 million people and asking us to leave him. Who the hell is he? Now, Igbo people are being killed. What can he do? He cannot speak because he's compromised. He knows that very well. He's to be selling plate number, foreign currency. He's now running a bureau de change. Please go ahead and say what you have to say.
So, what, Director, what I'm trying to say is that if we can continue of talking this to Uwazike, can make other people to think that what we are trying to do is Uwazike style. So, but since you have enlightened us, and what you are saying, nobody in this earth can hear you, and the person can say that he don't know that Nnamdi Kanu is Ojukwu the incarnation. So, Director, I would like you to form this committee that can reconcile our world, because we are going to fight what is called Mau Mau fight. Because we are the Barukas. We brought Masob here in Aba, and we know where they say that the person that wears the shoes know where it reaches him. So So I'm trying to tell you that Obashibinelu Chukwuabiamah will continue to bless you, because you have broke the yoke. And again, this Biafran issue is something that since you have started it, we are not going to go back. Don't mind all these people that are calling, where they call to the Rode Biafran, they want their name to be heard or something of that nature.
Yes.
See, all that glitters are not good, though.
Of course, I know that.
Because Uwazike, I know him. I know him very well. I'm from Okigwe, and we are from the same place.
Did he take your land as well?
I know him.
Did he take your land as well?
Pardon?
Did he take your land as well? He was stealing people's land. Did he take your family land as well? He was stealing
land. Family land. He extorted land from Umunam Okwe community. Ask anybody from Okigwe.
what I'm trying to tell you, what I'm saying is what I know, and I cannot lie, because what we are doing is a divine call, and anybody that try to come and bring deceit in this matter, Chukwuadiama will surely, that means to punish the person.
That is correct.
So please, God bless you. Continue your journey. I know, and all this good luck something. If he like, let him hand over the power, because he's somebody who is the commander in chief of army of Nigerian army, can stay there, and the so-called baboons will come and take power for him. That is his business. So God bless you.
I rest my case. And well spoken as well. Very well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and Chukwuadiama in heaven is watching over us. The time now is very close to 12 minutes to 11 p.m. here. Please, as they behead more Igbo people, tell me about it so I can report it, please. You let me know. I want to hear it and I want to report it here, because they don't listen. That one in Bauchi is now dead. What are they going to do about it? What are they going to do about it? Whose tweets are these? They said, take a look at the Wonder Kiss tweet. I can't see it. I need the picture. I need the screenshot. If you're giving me any Twitter, please, the screenshot will suffice, please. Thank you very much. Somebody is... Why? Thank you. Oh God, this people. Somebody is amusing me on WhatsApp. That's why. Amusement. You know, ignorance is a disease. The caller on the phone, yes, can you hear me? Yes, please, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Maduko Sunkwo. I'm calling from Aba, but I'm from Nnewi South, Anambra State.
Thank you. Go ahead.
What I want to say about this killing of change. When Hausa people start killing with Igbo people in the north, you should not blame Hausa people. If Igbo people to blame, because those people, the Hausa people are already before this election, because they know that when a lot of trouble, they run away for their life. To Igbo people, because with so much love, money, they keep on staying there, hoping that nothing will happen, believing in one Nigeria. When anything happens in Nigeria, they will stop. They will not look for Yoruba house to burn. They will look for Igbo house to burn. Besides, Good Luck is not a purely Igbo man. He's a Bayelsa man. We know that Bayelsa is among of Biafra land. But Igbo people is not indigenous of Igbo people. The annoying is that Igbo people also supporting him. And they know that when you say Good Luck, they are talking to Good Luck, they're also talking to Igbo people. See, for my own suggestion, I will say that all those Igbo people, anybody they kill there, I will not feel sorry to them, because they brought the death to themselves. And whoever they kill their brother should.
Hello? Have we lost
any blame on anybody? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, I said. Go ahead.
So, director, what am I saying is that, although there are so many people that have never heard about Radio Biafra, so we should try to make sure that you tweet on the Facebook, we should tweet on Twitter and also Facebook to let them know, to make this gospel, to expand this more in this gospel. So, you know what is going on now. So, whoever that remains there, definitely, whatever happens to him, he should take it by himself, and nobody should feel sorry to them. Igbo people, they are so stupid, they so much love money. Even in Hausa land, they will tell you if Igbo man die, just shake money before he buries him. If he shake money on his ear, if he not wake up, definitely he has gone. And if he wake up, definitely he just pretending. and they are.
We have lost him because his credit finished, perhaps. We are also reporting that another Igbo family house has been burnt down in Kano right now. Another Igbo family house burnt down in Kano. We are waiting for the picture evidence of that, please. I need the picture evidence of that. Another Igbo house burnt down in Kano. They are on rampage already in Kano. One other person killed. We can report definitively in Bauchi. I have his name, but I want his village. I need his village name, John Ude. I want his village to be able to verify and confirm that, please. Everywhere you go to, they have started killing all of you. As I told you, they will kill you. 2015, the zoo comes to an end. The killing and the pogrom has begun. As I told you, they will kill you. One Nigeria, the caller on the line, can you hear me from the United Kingdom on the universal line, +44 208 133 9976? Can you hear me? No, I don't think they can. They will later, but not now. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Not paying attention. When I pick up your line, you start speaking. That's what I said. When you pick up the line, you start to speak. You listen to me. They are not paying attention. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, it is Mwachuku from Okigo, a.k.a. Delegiwa.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, Director. This is what I'm just crying ever since I heard you saying over the radio about the Bauchi Igbo man that was killed in Bauchi and some other people. Precisely speaking, I believe that our various churches, all these criminals,
I have seen the picture. Actually, I have seen the picture. No, it is not this very one. The one I'm waiting for hasn't come through yet. Please go ahead. They have killed the Igbo family in Kano. Please go ahead.
Yes, what I'm saying is that all these Muslim churches that are here robbing us, by now, I have been expecting them, so even from Anglican other churches, to be preaching in the churches that we should be listening to this Radio Biafra news. Up to this moment, none has ever seen that. But when you go to the north, in their various mosques, each time they hit there on Fridays, they have been promulgating their news, secret in the language. But here, even if they want to say, we'll be using English, at the end of the day, they'll get our secrets. I'm quite perturbed. In fact, I have so many write-ups of which I've been writing since my life up to 48 as regards to this Nigeria. I was the person that told you that I got a dream when the country was then split up to three times. And I've been promising to people that there must be a chaos in the north. All the evil people must be killed before even this is happening now. And I strongly believe, right? I want to join the army. And I keep on doing my own underground job to make sure that I get some information of which I've disclosed to you, of which I've hit all the Danes of the Northerners in East in my own minute ways. But at the end of the day, now they have all vacated. But our people over there are saying that nothing is happening, but now it's falling on them. I'm quite perturbed. Good day, my director, and take good care of yourself.
Thank you very much.
To hear your voice often. Bye.
Thank you very much for that. I don't feel sorry for them. Do you know the more of them they kill, the closer Biafra comes? Do you know that? They are sacrificial lambs because they don't hear. Hana hanu ihe. I want to mourn you. Ibu pisi. My goodness me. Thank you very much, Captain, for writing to us. I'm grateful. I want to know the village of this John Ude. I want to know the village of John Ude, please. The man that was killed in Bauchi, I want to know his village. I want to know. Somebody's telling us that this Twitter account of the person that posted kill all Igbos have now been suspended by Twitter. I don't know why. I love it. He's telling you the truth. The truth. He doesn't like you. They never love you. They never love you. Of course, Hausa Fulani are preparing a latest pogrom against the IPOB family, according to an army officer who is writing to me now. And where are they? Kevin, they are standing Kano. Where are they? Hausa Fulani, now you have your transmitter. And no guns and no bullets. Ndiara. Because Igbo men love to gossip. They talk so much rubbish. Igbo men. So much nonsense. They do everything else rather than that thing that they are supposed to do. Rather than the thing that they are supposed to do. INEC staff arrested in Delta. What is new? What is new? We continue because Chukwu Abiama is God. Chukwu Abiama is God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, sir.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ifechukwu Obikeyi.
And where are you calling from?
I'm coming from Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I've been here about the Biafra since last year.
Yes.
Every time, I like the program very well. But what the bother me, our people, what are they for choose state now? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Nandekalo.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
So the thing that bother me, our people waiting for this side, and they tell them about the Radio Biafra, that they couldn't listen. And every day, even if I play every morning, and they put for Biafra.
Yes.
They pay for Biafra every time. So what I need, I like effort. We will go make us this Biafra come every this year, preach a day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We are doing all that we can to ensure the coming of the kingdom of heaven, which is what Biafra represents. Our line has cut, absolutely cut, and I don't know how we're going to do it. Our line is cutting. It's cutting, isn't it? It is cutting. It's cutting and it is cutting. It is not back on here. Therefore, and we have come to the end of our program today. We have come to the end of the program today. And this is Radio Biafra. We are live. And we are... No, the line is very bad, please. We have to bring this program to an end. Biafra has been our religion and will continue to be so forever and ever. Here on Radio Biafra, we will continue to worship the Master God Chukwu Abiama, for only Him is God and worthy of praise. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you for listening. We'll join you again in the morning. Unless they start killing Igbos en masse, then we'll come back live on air later on this evening or night, as the case may be. From me, from here, this very day, it is simply good evening.
Oh, hail Biafra. shall always reach.